Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Call-In Show Friday. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right. And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday. So we're going to go to the phone lines, man. As you guys know, call-in to the show is 515-605-9740. Again, the number to call to the show is 515-605-9740. Call in with your questions, comments, disagreements, whatever it may be, whether you want to, you know, ask us a question, talk about how we've helped you, or, you know, how much you hate us and why we're both losers. You can go ahead and call into the show and give us your take.
I kind of want to hear people's setbacks, man. What's the holding you back in life? What's going on? How's your progress been and your goals, man? Stuff like that, bro.
Yeah, we could. We could. But, of course, we're going to probably have some haters in there as well, which I love talking to y'all as well. Yeah, Bills, Mo, give the people an update on what's going on with y'all.
Yo, what's going on? I'm at 381 now, so big up to you guys. And I've been continuing the progress. I've been feeling better. These pants are actually getting a lot looser. So, yeah, man, big ups to the Myron plan and track the calories and shout out to LA Fitness. Shout out to you guys. You guys always be showing me love. I love it when you guys noticing me. Yes, it could be getting in my head, but screw it, bro. When you're down 100 pounds, it's going to get to your head too. So it is what it is. But big ups to LA Fitness. I love you guys. I see you guys. I love it when you guys notice me. So big ups to you guys.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Y'all guys, everyone can follow me at Instagram at JBILZ, J-B-I-L-Z. Pretty much all I did this week was go to the gym. Today was leg day. My legs are sore as hell. And yeah, man, shout out to Call-In Show Fridays.
The energy's here, man.
Yeah.
Definitely the energy's here. I was kidding, by the way. So updates for me, man. In the gym as usual. It's got a new car. Love the SV. I'm going to do some more networking videos as well, more vlogs, and as well, what can I do for the podcast behind the scenes? So go check it out soon. Coming soon.
Cool. And you guys already know, man, I'm in the gym 3 or 4 times a week. I lift weights and I also do some combat training. I'm not going into the details of exactly how far along I am, but definitely doing well.
Are you sparring now?
Yes. Yes.
How's it good? How's the sparring?
It's good, man. It's good. I'm getting in there with people that are like trained, you know what I mean? So you can learn something. So it's good. And when you do it in a structured manner, it makes it even better, you know? So it's definitely good, but no, I think every guy should obviously be doing something physical, right? You should do obviously lifting weights, some kind of combat training, some kind of shooting training, something that, you know, that you can defend yourself, you know, God forbid you have to do it. But no, man, it's good. No complaints, but, what else? I'm trying to think.
We had a rough
Twitter
Friday this morning, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on.
A lot of shit going on behind the scenes, but we're here, man. Yeah.
But we're gonna make it through, though.
Yeah. We persevere, man. We've been through worse. Yeah. We've actually been through way worse.
Yeah.
Now I think about it.
But we need y'all good spirits, man. We need y'all energy, man. Some good energy up in this.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been playing Overwatch. Oh man.
You like it?
Kids suck, bro. God damn. Yo.
You roasting them?
See. Yo, man, look, so with Overwatch, you got to play 50, you got to win 50 matches to get competitive.
Yeah.
So I had to play like 70 matches, 60 matches.
Yep.
No, like 70 or 80, because like my win percent was like a little over 50%.
But hold on, do you have a mic on your,
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Talk about mic?
No. I used one of the Shures or whatever, and I talked to I mean, bro.
I was, bro.
I was like, yo, I haven't played this game in 5 years, and I'm trashing y'all niggas. What the fuck are y'all doing, man? Because, like, people on my team pick a character that doesn't help, like a fucking Hanzo or some shit. And it's like, bro, what the fuck, man? This nigga with the bow and arrow can't do shit. But anyway, whatever. I don't want to even rage here. But, I'm basically playing competitive right now. And I'm playing on a controller on PC, which is way harder. Way harder. There's no aim assist, man. So, anyway. What else? Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Gym, training, start playing Overwatch again. But I only play it at night. I only make sure to do it like after everything is done. I won't touch the sticks unless everything is done.
That's your happy place now.
It's fun, man. It's fun. I mean, I'd be raging a little bit. I'm not going to lie because I hate losing, but whatever.
Yeah, am I recording his rage and putting it online?
Yeah, I'm thinking about streaming. I'm thinking about streaming because I got the camera set up and everything. Like I could stream it, but
not on Twitch though, not on YouTube, maybe Rumble.
Yeah, man. Because if I stream it, man, like y'all, man,
I could picture like 10 words you're saying right now that would get you to ban or something.
Yeah,
like,
man,
10 words, bro.
It's a whole other game. Y'all see Myron go from Myron Gaines to Myron Rage.
That's what your name, Myron's Rage.
Yeah, maybe I'll start a YouTube channel.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Some shit.
There you go.
Myron's Rage. But what else here? Mo's down a lot of weight. Guys, check me out on Twitter, UnplugFedEx, as you guys know. I'm posting on there multiple times a day. We're already at 41-something K. So, you know, it's growing every day, man. So let's get to 100,000. I cover a bunch of topics on there. You guys like to see my reactions to, you know, pop culture, geopolitical stuff going on. Obviously, we're in multiple conflicts right now. Political stances, all that stuff I cover on Twitter. So if you guys want political Myron, go ahead and check me out over there. And, you know, that's it. Keep it real over there.
And we're back to the vlogs, man. I've been putting in some work. Got like 4 vlogs saved up right now. And it's fun because, like, to me, going outside again, making connections, doing the fun stuff, I'm like reliving some old times. Cause back in the day, you know, we were going crazy, bro, in the streets doing stuff, making connections. So it's pretty dope. And actually, that video, Myron's girl really fitting the McLaren, I'm still doing numbers, bro. Still
that's
going
crazy,
up.
Man.
It's funny.
That's crazy.
That's what it takes.
It's not my girl anyway, but you fucking asshole.
I know, but the title, people love it, though.
Just like a man.
But yeah, man, these are the times where we just have fun, man, show some lifestyle, have a great time with the boys, man, so go check it out. And then if you want to, behind-the-scenes stuff, go to castleclub.tv for more behind-the-scenes and as well as your network. So.
Yeah, castleclub.tv, guys. Go check us out over there. And then obviously rumble.com/freshfit. That is the home base. Let's just hit the phone lines. Guys, 515-605-9740. Also, I forgot to make this announcement. We got text-to-speech now, guys. Bills, you want to tell them about that real quick?
Absolutely. You just got to go ahead to fnfsuperchat.com and you have to donate $500. It is only enabled for the minimum of $500. So anyone that's a brokey, you can't do it.
And guys, the reason why we did that is because we don't want the show being constantly stopped by text-to-speech.
Yeah.
So that's a big reason why, because we really value, because it's a very, and again, this is me being transparent with y'all. We really value giving you guys entertaining live streams, right? Like we want people to be like, oh, the live was lit. Like we can watch this thing live. We don't want it where
it's unwatchable.
It's unbearable or unwatchable live. And then we have to rely on clips. Yeah. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I want y'all to enjoy the live. So that's why, that's a big reason. Cause you guys have been asking us for years for text-to-speech, like 2 years now. Yo, why don't you guys do text-to-speech? Why don't you guys do text-to-speech? The reason why we don't do it is because it hurts the quality of the show. So if we're looking at it like, cause there could be a good discussion going on. And then next thing you know, such and such said, you are a dumb bimbo whore. Like some shit like that. I'm like, oh man. So it will enable it, but we just don't want it to hurt the quality of the show. So that's why we put it up that high. It's not necessarily a money grub. It's more of a, you can still do it. You can still engage, but we want to make sure that like only the most serious of the serious do it, that want to get involved in the show, and that we don't hurt the quality of the show. It's a very delicate balance between having an entertaining show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being able to, you know, create a living, right? So we're always doing that dance, but we want to make sure that the live streams are watchable and that you guys actually enjoy them.
Because I can only imagine what people would say if that was coming up instantly.
Bro. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
The ratings? 3. Nigarilla.
Yeah.
Come dumpster. 7. You know, like,
it would be wild.
What it's going to be, bro.
It would be wild, man. So that's why, man. So cool. All right. So we'll hit the chats or phone lines or?
We'll do some chats.
Okay.
And guys, man, have some good stuff to say, man. We need some good spirits, brother.
And
it's been $10 it's been a tough week, man. We are burning the midnight oil?
Midnight oil, yeah. Zero goes, I'm a hater. Let me call in. I promise you won't regret it.
Zero.
Zero. What's the last 4 of your digits, though?
You didn't put it, though.
Guys, you got to put So, okay, let me say this one more time. Guys, when you call into the show and you want to get ahead of the line, put the last 4 digits of your phone number in there so Mo can find you in the queue. Okay, so always put the last 4 digits of your number if you want to call into the show and you're donating a super chat to cut the line.
Not the full number, just the four last 4.
Yeah, please don't put your full number. Put the last 4 digits. This is from Leon VRP. There is a debate in the chat about whether to eat the box or not. Can we pull up a poll to settle this issue?
Oh, my goodness, dude.
We can put it in the poll.
Yo, yeah, we could do a poll
quick,
for all of you.
Real quick. Us in here. Who here eats box?
You guys know how
look, look at most of my ear to ear.
Yeah.
Yo, Bills, what about you, bro?
Man, only if I love her, bro. She got to be wifey. You can't do that to everybody.
See, I'm of the same opinion. Has to be my girl.
I'm going to keep it a stack, bro.
And I got no girls, so.
I'm going to keep it a stack. It's the first thing I do, bro.
God damn. God damn.
Yo, vampire mode. God damn. Yo, I know Myron don't do it.
I do it disrespectfully, bro.
That's like a monster, bro.
I haven't done it since 2013, 2014.
God damn, nigga.
Yeah, man. I remember last time. I was like, man, fuck this shit. Never again.
Get him, Mo. Yeah. Yo, it's like a tripping.
Yeah.
Listen, man, a real man loves his woman every day of the month.
It's tripping, dog. Okay. That was funny, Mo.
Let's see here.
Oh, okay. My God.
Hey, at least most matching, so. There you go.
Fresh nail clipper goes, hey, man, just chilling behind your bed waiting for you to pick me up and use me again. What the fuck?
What a good joke.
What the fuck?
Yo,
do you even clear your nails or do you bite them?
No, I bite them.
You bite them, right?
Well, I bite these and then girls do the toes.
You go to a pedicure?
No, she just does it.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
They touch your dusty ass feet, nigga?
Yes, they do. I don't use lotion either. Ashy ass feet. And when it gets cold, nigga, that shit's disgusting.
God damn.
Remember we had a contest between me and Michael Blackson for the worst feet?
Yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got those dusty ass feet.
Man. He won. That nigga.
Yeah. We got here. Big ups to Mo with his weight loss journey. We in your corner, brother. Shout out to FNF crew from Sydney, Australia. Shout out to you, bro. And this is from Chris's thoughts. Hennessy. Shenanigans. Wait, nurse.
Yo, that was funny. See, that was a good spirit, bro. That was funny, bro.
Yo, we needed that, dog.
We needed that, bro. Shout out to Chris Thoughts, man.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was funny, bro.
Yeah.
Nurse.
Yeah.
It's my teacher. Nurse.
Bro. Yo. You know that shit is funny when even the girls in the panel are like, what? Excuse me?
What'd you say to me? Who's that? Oh, man.
Bro, what the fuck, man?
Jake says, Myron, you are big on fitness. What do you eat in a day? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Can you give a little insight how you eat in a day looks like from waking up to sleep? W. Myron, W. Frosh.
Well, I eat a lot of, this is what I eat, guys. I eat a lot of, Chipotle. I do like Chipotle. I have it like maybe once a day sometimes. Chicken with steak, double meat, always. Protein shakes. I always make a protein shake with spinach, kale, and, protein powder in it. Sprouts. Or like one or two bananas.
Sprouts.
I go to Sprouts too. But they don't know what that is.
Healthy food spot.
It's a healthy food spot, a restaurant here in Miami. But I try to get in 200 grams of protein a day. And I eat a lot of blueberries, a lot of blackberries, chicken, steak, fish. We get sushi every night after the show. I always get, like, the same meal when I go there. I get, like, a bunch of grilled chicken and steak, and then I eat it with sushi, rice, and edamame.
And you eat spinach raw.
And I eat spinach raw, yeah.
And steamed dumplings. Chicken.
And I'll get steamed dumplings chicken.
Especially when he's in a good mood.
Yeah. Weird. Why are you memorizing that, bro?
Bro, you eat the same thing every day, bro.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. It is not that hard.
Yeah. So
it's different depend on what happened or Myron's mood or if he ate already.
Yeah. So, but I eat like one or two solid meals a day. I eat a lot of dried mangoes too before I work out. Yeah, I eat a lot of
relax, bro.
I eat a lot of dried mangoes as well before I work out. I'll have like a dried mangoes and like a protein bar, and then I'll go train. And then I have a shake right after that. What else we got here?
We got Fresh is Black. My friend and I have a real estate question. Last four digits are 2675.
Cool. All right. Cool. You're in the queue, my friend. Let's take a moment to appreciate Bill. Man is adding value. Is a value-adding asset. Love the continuous improvements. Yeah. Yeah. Bill does a lot behind the scenes as far as making the show more interactive. We're really trying to make the show. He's the one behind the scenes with showing y'all the chats and all that other stuff and, using the
Bills, what is your official title? Like, official title?
Honestly, my work title is operator. But
it was supposed to be quality control specialist.
Yeah.
Quality control specialist.
I was going to put quality control, nigga.
Nigga specialist.
Yeah, nigga.
You got to put nigga in there, man.
Yeah, quality control specialist or quality control nigga or...
something.
Yeah, something.
We here now.
Yeah.
QC.
Yeah.
Quality control.
Yeah.
Migos.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Bills is doing, like, the switch in and, you know, obviously running the chats and everything else, and Mo's helping him as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What else do we got here?
We got
and shout out to the mods because they're the ones that put the Rumble Rants screenshot and put it for y'all. So shout out to y'all as well.
Yeah, the mods. David Starks.
David Starks goes,
yo,
shout out.
Show FNF, join the real world. Trying to get this money, being average is acceptable. Yo, though, FNF, if I did a few videos edit for you guys, would you use them? If you like them, where could I send them? You can send them to Mo, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, DMO, I'm always looking for new people to send me videos. As you guys know, I've been, like, going really aggressively on Instagram. I'm posting, like, 2 to 3 videos a day, reels, on Instagram, trying to grow it. And Twitter. So, yeah, if you want to – if you got videos and you have any skills, I can, you know, test out your videos, see how they do. If they do good, I'll put you on the team.
Yeah.
Hit up Mo. Big Mo BTW, right? Big Mo underscore DTW, right?
B-I-T-W.
B-I-T-W.
Big Mo underscore B-I-T-W.
Mo the Vampire
Slayer. Just type in video. On our cap, so he'll know.
Mo the Vampire Slayer. Fairfax is looking for contestants. Maybe they'll drink blood. Let's apply.
Yeah, fantastic. Leon VRP goes, Derek the Trader goes, around 12 years ago, there was a big study about erectile dysfunction that vanished from the face of the earth just as soon as it was released. The headman come in for an exam, and the intake nurse was a hot woman that Leo would date, part one of two. Okay, and then the second part is part two. Fitted out in a sexy skirt and stockings. Long story short, they quickly realized a huge portion of men who were previously diagnosed with ED had no medical issues. And he keeps going. When they explored their personal lives, they quickly discovered the number one class of ED was actually
their
wives.
Got fat. The entire research project and results were quickly hidden.
Oh. So dudes that had ED is because their wife got fat. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Vinique, $10. Appreciate that, my friend.
Never mind. This one.
Okay. First, can you read that? I got to get my glasses.
Brain Girl says, hi, I'm 25, and I've been listening to y'all for a while. I went from making $25,000 a year to $130,000 a year. I need some advice on how to take another step forward, I guess, in your business. I guess you're working – actually, are you working a job? Not a lot of details here, but – let's say you went from 25K to 130K a year. That's pretty good, actually. It's a big jump. I would just say work on a business on the side if you can, or if you can work on your own projects for a second job to make extra income. But that's pretty good for a start, though. 6 figures a year isn't bad at all. But again, taxes, you know, inflation will eat away at your income. So having a side business or a side endeavor will help you as well move forward. So that'd be a good idea. Or learn a skill or a trade if you haven't already. Nicholas House Fund says, hey, can I call in? Sure, bro. Number is 515-67940.
605-9740.
605, yeah. There you go. 15678 says, I want advice on being red pill with girls. I don't care about. But I'm blue pill with girls. I do hold to high value.
That's your problem. It's all got to be one standard.
It's all the same, bro. I mean, they all poop, pee, eat.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, whenever you start, because what happens is you pedestalize some girls. That's the L right there. You have to treat them all pretty much the same.
You know what's funny? After being like through the grunts, BBWs, you know, the average, I guess like 7/8 models, 9s and 10s, it's just kind of like it's all the same. They just become more insecure the higher you get.
And you have to all girls are really the same, like or a majority of them are very similar when it comes to like dating or whatever. It's just that what I mean by like attaining them. Obviously each girl is going to be different, but as far as like attaining them, the main thing that you got to deal with when you're dealing with more attractive women is there's more competition. So you're not going to get noticed a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. The more attractive the girl, the more attention she gets, the highest bidder always wins. And a lot of times it's a dude that's willing to do shit that you might not be willing to do, simp and trick and do all this other dumb shit. Cause the most attractive girls definitely,
They get crazy offers,
all
day long, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it depends on what type of timing she's on. Some girls like, I just want to travel and use it to finesse to travel. Some girls want bags and accessories and shit. They use it to finesse to get bags or whatever. So it really comes down to the girl on what she wants. But yeah, like the more attractive she is, the more bigger her social media profile, etc., the more options he has, the harder it is to get her because everyone is trying to go after her. That's why I tell y'all, man, don't go for girls that are big on social media, bro. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
And they tend to have serious narcissism problems. Like these girls, like one of the biggest things, man, red flag. If you see a girl and like her, she has a picture of herself on her phone as her like screen, like lock screen, bruh. And that's so many girls. That's a great. That's like so many girls do that shit, man. Like just straight up narcissism, man.
You know what's worse? When they have those air fresheners in their car, and it's a picture of them.
Oh my god!
I'm like, wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can print a picture of yourself onto air fresheners. That's weird to me, bro. Holy.
Yeah.
what are you doing?
Like, yeah, a lot of these hot girls are really like fucking narcissists,
bro. You
got
no brand.
Like bad. Like
just
really
like,
bad.
Yeah, it's tough.
So just be prepared for that shit, man. And y'all say, oh, you all want to do nines and tens. Okay.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
It'd be those girls that be the ones that like are. Oh, yeah.
Listen, have fun, man. I'll do one night.
Yeah.
Herbally Gibson says, hey, FNF, you guys have provided so much for me. I appreciate all you guys. I'm 20, gym, got a credit card, and a chef. My parents split 6 months ago. I found out my dad has been talking shit about me when I have everything together. What should my next step be? Your dad is talking shit about you after your parents split. You're 20 years old. Well, first off, bro, I mean...
How do you know that? Did your mom tell you that? Your mom's probably going to be incentivized to talk shit, to make your dad look bad in front of you.
And also, do you see your dad often? If you do, just question him. Hey, dad, I heard this. Is it true?
Yeah, talk to your dad directly, bro. Because like you got to remember, when parents are divorced, man, they
say anything.
They say anything to make the other
look
crazy sometimes,
yeah.
Bro. So get your dad's side of the story, man. Don't be one of these like kids that like you listen to everything that your mom says, and you know you don't listen to your dad's side, because women do that all the time, bro. They'll demonize the father to make themselves look better.
I mean, my mom told me about my dad all the time, and when I met him, I mean, it was true.
but
at least you know I confirmed it. I didn't just take her word for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Dad.
Yeah, you always need to,
yeah.
You know, definitely.
Yeah.
What did she say? That was right.
He was a deadbeat. Okay, let's move forward.
God damn, nigga. What the hell?
Yeah, that's tough. Orlando, happy birthday to John from Modern Life Dating. Shout out to MLD for his birthday.
Oh, shit. Woo. Okay, December 1. Vampire Mo Thoughts. Nighttime is the only time to eat the box. Bam. Evil laugh. Okay. Get off your lazy ass.
Yo.
Waiting on the line. Okay. Let's start getting hitting the phone lines, guys. And then from this point forward, Bills, what?
20
and up from this point forward. All right.
Cool.
Let's go ahead and get it in. Let's hit the first phone call.
Yeah.
All right. We have 0668. You're up. 0668. You're up.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You hear me?
Yes.
We got you, brother.
Hey, Fresh Fit, the boys. How you guys doing?
Not bad for Friday.
Good, good. Hell yeah, brothers. Real quick question. I'm not going to do a whole spiel here, but just a little bit about myself. I'm 24, ex-military, did infantry, wanted to get after it. Now I'm back into civilian life a few years now in New York, doing finance sales, doing around 5-6K a month right now, hitting the gym, you know, doing the grind, right? Listen to a lot of your guys' advice.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to dating a little bit, okay? Because listen. I get, you know, everything. I'm working my way up to become that guy to, you know, get that value in. Obviously, for the guy on the grind, there's a little bit of sexual frustration, right? You know, I'm not saying I don't go out to the weekends, go to the bars, do some game with the boys. Definitely, for sure. Dating apps, listen, I got a decent profile, but you know how it is. They have too much abundance on there. They will stop responding, flake, do all that. And, you know, I get lucky every now and then at the bar, but, you know, there's 2-3, even a month's lag time in between where, dude, I'm not getting laid because I'm getting after it. How would you recommend managing that sexual frustration for a guy like me who's, you know, really grinding, busting ass to get to that level, but obviously, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, dude, you're doing the right thing. You want to grind, you're working, 6K a month is not bad at all for, you know, starting your grind. I would just say, though, obviously we have needs as men. Bro, when I was grinding myself, I was ready to smash something 100%. But what kept me was that, like, I didn't achieve my goals in that place of frustration. And then, two, if I was going to actually go about and like smash something, it was after all the work has been done. And if I did that, it'd be either on a dating app or going out to a club with friends and making things happen. Now for you, bro, if you can put work first and then after that's done, for example, you let's say you work from like 8 till like 5 p.m., right? And then your business is from like 6 to like maybe, I don't know, 9, you're working on your business. After that's done, you finish everything, cool. Go out with some friends, go out with yourself, make things happen. For example, cold approach, dating apps. I think that will give you some time to like kind of like reset and relax a little bit and still have some fun. But after you've done all your work, that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. I was in your shoes 10 years ago. When I was on the Mexican border in Laredo, Texas, you know, in the fucking desert, no one there. Everyone speaks Spanish. No one, you know, everyone is Mexican. I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. You know, I felt very alone and secluded, especially being in a rural area like that. So the thing that got me through, I was like, okay, this will pass, right? Like I'm going to, you know, obviously I was really busy at work, so that occupied because I was so busy at work and I was really grinding. So I kind of looked at it as like a pseudo like a monk stage, you know, where I was like just focused on grinding, getting shit done, being the best agent I could be, right? Getting all the experience so that I knew, okay, if I work hard really right now, I'll be able to pick the office that I want to go to after 3 years. So I just like, you know, grit my teeth and got it done. And understood the process of delayed gratification, man. I mean, you're 24, bro. Like, your value is pretty low right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, men don't
and
hit
I
their stride and peak. Yeah,
really
and that's what you
got to
do. You just got to accept it and just keep pushing and understand that your value is only going to go up in time.
Roger that. Yeah, because, you know, definitely, you know, at this stage with the online dating and the club work, the cold approach work, not that it doesn't work, right? But the attrition rate, it's pretty high at this point, right? So, you know,
and
are,
also
you know,
New York City, keep in mind, New York City is a very competitive marketplace, bro, because you're dealing with some of the richest dudes, you know, on the planet. And not only that, you're competing against them, and a lot of these guys are willing to do shit that you probably might not, buy girls bags and trick and be simps and all this other shit. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind as well. So, what always got me through when I was your age, because I literally remember, bro, I was 24 and I drove into Laredo, Texas, right around your age, and I was there for 4 years, delayed gratification in the back of my mind that, like, okay, this is all going to lead somewhere and I'll be out of here soon enough. So for you, you just got to look at it like, okay, I just got to keep grinding, make more money, and my value is going to go up as I age.
Absolutely. All right. Appreciate the motivation, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Consistency plus time equals results, my friend. You just need to add a little bit to the time part.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. I'm going to keep listening in. Thank you.
All right, man. One more thing. Set a goal. 100K a year, bro.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the sales I'm doing, it's like 5, 6K is kind of entry level, but there's definitely guys doing like 15 to 20, right? So I'm working my way up, and it's definitely attainable.
Yeah.
You just got to put in like, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
you can do it, bro.
No, push for the 100K, bro. That's got to be the next goal right now is get 100,000, especially you being in New York.
Yeah, it's fucked out here, boys. Maybe I'll hop down to Florida sometime. But
oh no, just stay your ass there, bro. Y'all fucking it up down here for us.
No, but I'm a conservative.
Oh man,
I would be a refugee down there, you know. All right, boys.
Yeah. All right, peace.
Thank you.
All right, who's up next? We'll just hit the phone lines. We'll do that after.
All right.
We'll hit Rumble Rants after like two more calls, guys. Shout out to all the Rumble Rant niggas.
0577, you're up. 0577, you're up.
What up, man?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yo.
I've got a criticism from Myron.
Sure.
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you. Got you.
So in the after hours, when you go around asking questions like, what kind of man do you want? Do you want a $500,000 or 200, like, average man? And when they say, I want a $500,000 man, and when they say they don't want a $500,000 man and they don't want him to cheat, but you move on, why don't you fight them over then? He will cheat.
I'm a little confused by your question. So you're saying when I ask the women, how much do you want your guy to make? And, you know, they say $500,000. You're saying, why don't I fight them on wanting a $500,000 guy?
No, not fight them on wanting a $500,000, but fight them like he will always cheat. I mean, they say, oh, he's not going to cheat. And then you move on like, okay. Like, you don't fight them. Like, he'll always cheat, and you don't give them the facts like what he will cheat.
I do tell them that. I tell them the more, the higher the value, the higher the likelihood he's going to cheat. I say that all the time. I mean, if they choose to not.
They say no, or you don't know anything, but you just move on.
Yeah, bro, because they're delusional at that point. You know, I've this is me taking accountability. I have a very bad habit sometimes of dragging on a topic, so I've kind of learned to move on from, you know, stupid individuals that don't accept reality. Right. If I tell her, look, guys like this are more than likely going to not be faithful to you sexually. You need to accept that. They always say, oh, well, there's that 1% that will. And I'm just like, all right, you're going to go ahead and go off of possibilities versus probabilities. Fantastic. So I just say whatever.
Yeah, when they say that, it really grinds my fucking mind. I'm like, I want to state yes. And I'm like, you dumb bitch. You don't know anything about life.
Well, yeah, dude, I mean, it's like, you know, you can only tell them so much that, like, you know, the man that they're looking for more than likely is not going to want monogamy, or he's going to be out getting with girls, you know, unbeknown to her. But you can't sit there and be like, no, well, you're wrong, and then just, like, keep dragging it, bro. You know what I mean? It's like that gets annoying for all the parties involved. And, you know, I admit that I've done that before in the past, and it's not, you know, I got to work on that and, like, move on quicker.
All right. All right, thank you so much.
All right, man. Who's up next?
Thank you. Come again.
Who's up next? Sorry, guys. I got like a little cold, it looks like, here. I don't know why it sounds so funny.
Something's going wrong, man. When the weather changes here?
Yeah, it's actually kind of cold down here in Miami. All right, what's up next? Who's up next?
This person donated twice.
All right.
on both Rumble and Streamlabs.
All right, let's do it.
1696, you're up.
Let's go.
1696, you're up.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm in a kind of a spot right now. I'll try to keep it short, give you the short version. I've been married for 6 years, and I got 3 kids. They're all under 4 years old, right? The relationship's been super toxic. This girl, she's a real hood rat chick. I found out a lot more about her after I got with her, of course. She used to blow up all the time. She's gone hands-on with me a couple times. up until now, I've just been in it for the kids and just being super broke potheads. So I found your content about 6 months ago, and just an indication of how that's gone, you guys helped me go from a 490 credit score to, I checked today, and it's up to 624.
Nice. You're almost there, bro. Once you get to 680, you're gonna be in a really good spot.
Yeah, I'm getting there, bro. I'm getting there. I just got a credit card this week, so we're going.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. I followed your advice on confronting your chick on her bullshit and not just like calling her out. I achieved a promotion. I paid a couple things off, and when she noticed what was going on, she kind of made some comments, and I sat her down and I did what she said. I told her, look, things are going to change. I'm moving different. I found some information. I'm really vibing with it, and it's helping me out. So, things are going to be different. And initially she was on board with it and things got better, but essentially she doesn't like that she's losing control of the house because she's like a hyper masculine female. And it's pretty much worst case scenario with this girl. I mean, she basically switches between being like a tradcon female and being a ratchet hoe. And at this point, I'm unemployed. I'm a full-time student, and my income is pretty fixed. But just the other day, she came to me and told me if she doesn't start liking the way things feel, that she's going to take my kids and go hit me up with the fact that she's been talking to lawyers. And I've talked to a couple of lawyers too, but, like like I said, I'm on the come up right now. I'm 36, man. I'm really late in the game. I'm fixing my life, and I'm just trying to get it together, and I don't need this right now. I'm finishing up my semester right now. I'm already locked in for the next semester, but, like, what do I do? Do I play the game and try to stick it out with this chick, or quit school, go back to work, start making money, lawyer up? What do I do?
Yeah, so she's already made her decision, bro. So if she's already talking to lawyers and she told you that, that tells you that she just doesn't give a fuck anymore and she doesn't respect you. She doesn't – if anything, she probably has quite a bit of contempt for you at this point, because her masculinity, bro, and her being so angry and frustrated probably is stemming from the fact that – is she the only one working? You're not working, right?
Yeah, but I bring in an income. I still pay all the bills. She pays for groceries and a bunch of bullshit.
How do you get money if you're not employed?
I'm going to school in the post 9/11 GI. So I collect the GI Bill, I collect VAH, and I collect the disability.
Okay.
So
you're 36?
Medically retired.
Yeah.
So you got how much disability you got? You got like 80 or 90% or what?
I'm at 90.
So you're bringing in roughly 4K a month?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's got the military. Okay, so you're bringing in about 4K a month, and then she works as well. How much is she bringing in?
About $3,200 a month.
Okay, so where do you guys live?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, yeah, bro. So the thing is, you got a problematic woman who doesn't respect you. I mean, you guys, on paper, you guys make enough money to live in Wisconsin, but I guess, are you guys, like, struggling financially with bills and shit? Like, what's the deal here?
No, like I said, I just quit smoking pot, like, a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And that's where most of the money goes. It goes to, we both come from a background of addiction. She comes from inner city. Her mom lives with us. Like, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
money just flies out the fucking accounts, man. I can't, like, I've taken complete control over the finances except for hers. I told her she got to get her own account. She got to get her own stuff.
Okay. So you were spending a lot of your money on weed and just, like, being non-productive and shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Bro, you made a lot of bad choices, man.
Yeah.
You and her, bro. Obviously speaking, you care about her because you want things to work, but she told you to your face, she don't respect you, bro. Now, obviously, watch our show, watch our podcast.
Yeah, I'm concerned
Great.
That she went to lawyers, too.
Yeah, exactly. So
she's planning to take the kids from you because she knows that if she takes the kids from you, she's going to get leverage and you're going to have to pay her.
And you made a change for yourself as a man, which is great, amazing. But telling her what it was versus her seeing it herself is two different things. You feel me? So I'm not saying that's the reason that she's moving forward so fast. I'm just saying telling her what it was is kind of like unnecessary. That being said, though, you made changes for yourself as a man. Awesome. But she lost respect for you, bro. And that's going to be like the driving force here because she's probably going to leave anyway. So I'll talk to lawyers as well and just trying to find a way out at this point. Cause
yeah, your goal now, bro, is you got to get custody of the kids.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Cause that's what she's probably trying to do. She's trying to angle for it. So what I would do is this, you said that she's put hands on you before and she's very masculine, whatever, bro. You need to start recording that shit. You need to show that she has violent dispositions. You need to show that when she's smoking weed and doing drugs,
yeah, drugs
you need
yeah.
to record that shit. You need to pretty much illustrate her as an unfit mom. Now you got to go into attack mode. And I don't mean literally physically, but what you have to do is you have to arm yourself with evidence to show that she's not an unfit mother. Because what's going to happen is, it's crazy to me that she even told you that she's going to do this shit. But what she's probably going to do is she's going to go to a family attorney and try to get the kids from you. And the reason why she wants the kids from you is because for every kid that she gets full custody of, you're going to have to pay her money. And you don't want that because if that ends up happening, a good amount of your stipend that you get every month for your disability is going to go to her.
But see, this problem too, when you smoke weed, you get relaxed. So you allow bad habits to happen, especially with your girl, because you don't care. You're so relaxed.
Yeah.
And then over time, she don't respect you anymore.
Bro, you're literally on – you're at the brink right here of the next few decisions you make are going to impact whether you live a life of poverty or a successful life. You need to drop.
Yeah, that's what I called you.
You need to quit drinking. You need to quit smoking. Like, every vice that you're doing, you need to quit like cold fucking turkey, because if you don't, she's going to take the kids from you. And you're going to be a brokey for the rest of your life because you're not going to be able to come back from having to pay child support for three different kids.
And you're older, bro.
You're older, too.
The world's not over yet. You've still got, like, some time left. I'm just saying, like, for example, You're 36, bro, and this date is not good.
Yeah.
You fix it now, bro. Fix it now.
Yeah, dude. And I would pick up a job. I'll pick up a job. You have time to work. I'll pick up a job too and make some extra income. You get your disability, and I'll pick up a job on the side. Something that isn't that hard that you can do.
But you got it though, bro.
Yeah, so
but
you can do it.
I would also pay for a consult. Hold on. I would also pay for a consult with a family attorney in your area, bro. And start strategizing how you're going to do it. But set up that consultation and start collecting evidence of her. Anytime she starts hitting you, bro, yeah, you know, as terrible as that sounds, you should be like, damn, okay, time for me to get this shit on footage.
But I'll tell you what, though, brother.
Oh, she don't do that no more. She don't do that no more.
Oh. Mm. But either way, bro, she told you
something
what it was.
Progress.
So thank God that she told you what it was from right now. So you could plan for the future. But, bro, it's no respect, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get out that situation, my friend. You got to get out. You're not, like... She was a bad person to get with in the beginning because bro, any girl that like does drugs and shit like that is always an L, which is.
And you gave her kids too?
Yeah. But he didn't know. He just found this. So I understand.
Yeah.
But now it's about fixing the situation that you got. Family attorney consult, fix the job, and then start figuring out how you're going to get out of this situation. And try to get some primary custody of your kids. Don't let her do it, bro.
Yo.
Or at least 50-50. At least 50-50.
Yo, I hate to say it, bro. But you might need to go back to your parents.
That too.
Or uncle or something that can help you, bro, because you need some help now.
Yeah.
Bro, they just got divorced. My mom lost her house and so did my dad.
All right. Well, move in one of them, bro.
Something, bro. Help her with the rent or something, bro. But you need some help right now.
Yeah, because that's a toxic environment, man.
Yeah, bro.
But, yeah, those are some things that I would implement, man.
But, you got it, though, bro. It's not you're calling about this issue right now. You got it, bro.
Yeah, he took the first step. At least he's identified the problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to quit the weed. You got to quit the drinking. Any vices you have, because, bro, it's do or die right now. Like, right now, it is literally do or die.
Yeah, I've been done with all that shit. You guys really helped me out. I appreciate you, fellas. Thank you so much.
No worries, man. You got this, dude. You just got to move very intelligently, man. Yo, do that consult with the family attorney, man, and see what your options are, and fight to get 50-50, because I promise you, you're going to get served. You're going to have to go to court. She's already moving that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's up next?
Next, we got 2000. You're up. 2000. You're up.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Yo, what up?
What's up, bro?
So basically, I watched your. Are you okay with me? Should I say corn or can I say the regular word? I just don't want to mess
up. It's a corn.
Stream.
Yeah. Corn's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I watched your stream about corn and whatnot, and right now I'm 23, and that's been like my biggest battle. And I know like a lot of people would joke around about it, but for me it really, it really derailed a lot of my life. Especially when COVID happened, I was really lonely, and that shit was like. It felt like almost worse than a drug addiction. And I've been trying to quit. Last time I went like 6 months clean, I stopped. And then like, I wasn't getting with any girls. I was struggling. But the crazy thing about it is that I was still going to the gym every day. I was working. I feel like I was always on the grind, but I think because I'm just very upset that I'm struggling on dating apps and cold approaching that leads to me watching corn. So I guess I'm trying to just see if you guys can maybe help me out to see if there's some strategy I could do, because I hear you guys on the grind mode, but like at the end of the day, man, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing all my other friends get laid, and I'm young, so I'm going to want to get laid, and I'm, you're going to get horny every now and then. So like, what do you do to like, really, if you're not getting with the girls, how do you stop? Like, I don't know.
See, right now, bro, you don't have a problem. You have a mindset problem where like, it's your mindset, because obviously speaking, you start for 6 months, which means you can do it.
You can do it.
So you did it before, but again, your mindset is, oh, I'm not getting girls, so this means I have to resort to corn. Now, granted,
safety net.
I get it, exactly. Granted, I know you want to make a change, 100%, that's what you're calling, but only you can help yourself. So the mindset has to change where you say, you know what? Okay, I am not going to jerk off the corn. I'm going to go out there and make things happen. Now, I get it. Dating apps are hard. It's not easy, especially during COVID. That was tough. But
watch our episode on dating apps. We did a whole video on that recently on how to maximize it. Your pictures probably suck.
Yeah.
Like 99% of dudes.
But you need to use every tool in your tool belt to make this work. Because, again, guys, like me and Myron had the same issue, mobiles. Every guy has this issue on some level with corn or even addiction of stuff. So understandable. But to avert this, habits have to change, which means instead of going to jerk off at night, hey, man, sorry to say, go with your friends or something and hit on girls. Now, you may not get success at the very beginning. But over time, if you refine your game, refine your approach, you will get results. So it takes work, bro. But if you really want to make a change for yourself, mindset itself, you have to make that change and physically go out there, make things happen, or using dating apps. But again, it's going
to
take work.
You got to improve your profile. Watch our episode that we did. We talked about step-by-step how to get your profiles on point. But if you're struggling on dating apps, your pictures probably suck. Now here's the thing. A lot of guys struggle on dating apps, but you can absolutely increase your chances by just having better professional photos, taking good ones, and swiping quite a bit. That's going to help. That's something you got to play the numbers game and be on every app.
It's a numbers game. Because the problem is, if you keep whacking off to, like, corn, bro, let's say you do get a girlfriend eventually. What's going to happen is, even though you're weird, you can still do it regardless. Which is going to be even weird. It's going to be even weird because then she's like, damn, I have a man, but he's still jerking off. It's weird, bro. So
yeah, it is really weird. And, like, what people don't know about it is, like, for, like, guys my age that watch this and get addicted, it's, like, you get, like, nervous and you get, like, honestly, I know you guys don't laugh at me saying this, but you become, like, kind of sexually autistic. Like, you start, like, you can't even have normal conversations. You're showing up late for shit. I mean, it's embarrassing.
It is, bro. And honestly, bro, like I said before, I can relate because I was there as well. But if you don't make a change, for example, of habits, it will never change for you. And it's in your mind, bro. I'm telling you, bro, it's in your mind. If you shift that consciousness and say, you know what, I'm not going to do this until I find a girl I want to talk to and have a connection with, you'll make that shift. If you say, you know what, I give up, I'm going to go back to corn, you just lost, bro.
Question, bro. You said you show up late for stuff. What do you mean by that?
He'll jerk off and continue to jerk off and show up late.
Yeah, like when I was at the height of like the sunken place, like I would just be I would literally be just on the hub instead of going to appointments or going to school, like missing class because of
damn.
It. It's really it, scary. It gets bad, yeah. So,
wow.
And okay. I didn't even know who to talk to about this stuff because it's just like, it's kind of embarrassing.
Brother, you need
listen to what Fresh is saying.
An accountability partner. Bro, I was smarter though. I jerked off way before. I had to leave the house, so I was good to go. But you, nigga, you fuck it up, nigga. You do the coolest stuff ever. You gonna leave the house? Nigga, I did it an hour before, so I was good to go. Hey, I get that before up. You need a partner to talk to.
Yeah.
If you need us, bro, we're here for you, bro. We got you. Well, listen, bro.
Yo,
it's a mindset
fresh,
thing,
all right? Man.
It's a mindset thing, my friend.
Fresh a horn dog, man. Pause.
Hey, bro, I've been through it, nigga.
Yeah. I didn't know a guy like that.
It gets mad, bro.
But Fresh ever came with porn addiction, man. So y'all, Fresh is the connoisseur when it comes to overcoming porn addictions, man. So, bro.
And now I fuck porn stars. So there you go. Instead of being watching niggas do it, now I do it myself. I shouldn't say that. Never mind. Anyway,
but yeah, bro. You've done it before. You can do it.
It's inside of you, bro. You got this, bro.
And I want you to switch the frame. It's just being like, yo, I'm going to try to not fap anymore. You have to change it to, I refuse to fap.
Yeah.
I refuse to put my dick in my hand and be a fucking loser and miss out on opportunities in life to fap.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, you have to literally tell yourself, I refuse to fap. It's not, I'm going to try to stop. No, I refuse to fap. That's a way stronger frame.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I really do.
Yeah, bro, you got to stop, dude. If you keep going down this road, it's literally if you're missing appointments and shit, like that's gonna help you with improving yourself. This is a serious problem.
And yo, people are laughing though, bro. But this is
yeah, yeah.
Problem,
y'all
bro.
Niggas in the chat laughing it's kind of funny and shit. But like, a lot of y'all have the same fucking problem.
Yep.
You just man enough to call in and actually say it because a lot of you guys have this issue too. So, bro, caller, we understand where you're coming from. Fortunately, Fresh has been through what you're going through.
Yeah.
So he can tell you. how he overcame it. You need that accountability partner. You need to start putting watch that episode that we did. You need to put locks on your internet so you can't even access these websites. Yeah. For someone like you, you need to put safeguards in there that keep you from it, and where it's going to be very embarrassing for you to try to get the password from a friend or whatever it may be.
And no pun intended, you had the balls to call in, bro.
Yeah.
You had the balls.
So shout out to you, man. That's a big step that you're acknowledging the problem and calling in.
For sure.
That's step one.
You say, if I keep working, if I shut out the porn, I keep working on myself, the grossing will improve since porn is already gone out of my mind, it will just start to come eventually. I'm not
going to motivate you to go out and talk to girls too. You're going to motivate you
energy
to get you out there.
And motivation to go ahead and jerk off will go towards talking to girls to get results. Because the problem is, bro, you rely too much on corn. So you go talk to a girl, I'm just going to give up. This is too hard. And run back to corn. Versus, damn, I can't go back to corn. The ship has been burnt. I can't run back to the ship. I got to go full speed ahead onto this island, and the island is a girl. So it's kind of like you got to burn the ships and go on the island and figure shit out. If you don't figure it out then, bro, try again. It's a numbers game.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I went from doing that shit to three girls a day. It sounds crazy, bro, but I just transferred that energy towards talking to girls. I mean, it's a lot of time. It was a lot more intent, but I made it happen. So it's more take that energy, put it towards something more productive, which is connections, more game.
Preferably, you want to do it where you can focus on your work. I mean, first did it. He put it to getting girls and shit like that to scratch that itch.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to do it too much because when I met Fresh, bro, the guy was spending hours upon hours not being productive, hanging out with girls all day. So you don't want that either.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But at least that's the better habit than
fapping. It is better than fapping.
But if you can mix that,
do you
work
recommend if I'm hitting the gym every day, I have a good physique. I was gonna take professional photos, but I was like, should I wait till I bench press 315, or do you think
No, take the professional photos now. Don't sit there and be like, I'm gonna wait until take them fucking now, bro. Take them now.
Okay.
No one gives a shit how much you bench.
Facts.
The fuck.
Yo,
nigga said I'm away till I get 315. What the fuck, man?
Come on, man. Bro.
You think bitches really go, how much do you deadlift? Oh, that's so attractive. Man, bitches don't give a fuck about none of that shit, bro. The hell? I bench 315 first. Nah, man.
Your bitch want to know how much I bench?
Just be aesthetic, bro.
315.
Guys, look at me. I don't lift heavy-ass weights. I lift light to moderate weights. I do a lot of volume. Boom. That's it. Get that athletic build. That's what the girls like anyway, bro. You don't need to be out here lifting heavy-ass weights. Fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, bro. Girls like a slim, fit, athletic look. They don't need a big bodybuilder.
Yeah, man.
So
guys overestimate what girls find aesthetically pleasing from a muscularity standpoint by 20, 30 pounds, bro.
Yeah.
They want the Abercrombie and Fitch models, what they fucking want. Those guys are small. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, okay. Let's hit the next one.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man.
You got it, though, bro.
You got this.
It's a mindset thing.
All right. What do we got next?
We have 4685. You're up. 4685. You are up.
Arby's. We have the meats.
All right.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
We got you, bro.
All right, man. I think this is pretty crazy that I'm even talking to you guys. I just want to let you guys know that you've really helped me a lot realizing how this world works and how women work as well. And I really want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate you watching you guys and listening to you. You guys have been like father figures almost, or like older brothers. And And I just want to know, in the situation I'm in right now with a girl that I'm kind of broken up with, I've sent a few chats and it's been kind of thrown back, not in an offensive way. I'm taking it. And so I'm a landscaper. I'm 20 years old, making 25, 30K. And my girl, we're doing long distance. She's out of state. All right, whatever. And we're broken up. She's talking online with other dudes. That's kind of what she wanted to do during our relationship. But I'd be chill out. This is not really what you should be doing.
Yep.
And now that we're broken up, all she's doing is, talking with other people all day. She doesn't work or nothing. And she just talks to people all day. And I'm not really sure how she said or what I should be doing. Because right now I'm also studying how to start investing.
Yeah, dude. How old is she? You said you're 20. What is she, 19, 20 as well?
Yeah, she's 18.
She's 18? She's attractive, I'm assuming, right? To some degree?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Yeah, so the reality, my friend, is what you're experiencing is that she has higher sexual market value than you.
Mm-hmm.
She's aware of that, and she doesn't want to be tied down anymore because she sees opportunities coming her way, and a lot of those opportunities are better. So what she basically did was like, hey, I want to talk to other people, blah, blah, blah. And they'll – like, girls don't really like breaking up with guys or initiating things. They want the guy to initiate the breakup with them. That's why they start to argue with you, pick fights, be insufferable, et cetera, hoping that you're going to man up and be like, yo, fuck you. I'm not dealing with you no more. But since you didn't do that, right, she's like, okay, I'm going to just, you know, break up with him or, you know, tell you straight up, oh, I'm talking to other people, whatever it may be. But, yeah, dude, the reality is you just got to let her go because – there's a sexual market value imbalance here where her value is higher than yours right now, which is normal, right? An 18-year-old girl and a 20-year-old guy are not close whatsoever. You know, you're a landscaper. You're still building yourself up. You don't have the prerequisite experience or income or status right now to be able to hold a girl like that. And she knows that. And, you know, there's – and that's the reality. That's why she's behaving the way that she does. And she has better options on the horizon. And that's why she's, you know – and she's an attention whore too because – since she was with you, she basically missed a lot of opportunities being with you. Now that she's able to finally see these opportunities, she's like, all right, I don't want to be with this nigga no more. And he's out of state. Fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and field my options. That's what's going on.
Well, bro, you fucked up from the very beginning. Long distance, bro.
Yeah.
And she don't like it like that, bro.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. So, I mean, let go, bro.
Yeah, let it go, man. Let it go. That's really what it comes down to, dude. And I wouldn't even – and honestly, I would never give her a serious relationship ever again after this.
Okay.
Like, you better not take her back. Probably. I promise you, she's going to come crawling back to you at some point. She's going to come crawling back, whether it's 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. She's going to come crawling back to you. And when she does, you do not ever give that bitch a relationship, bro.
Call her. I swear on Frosh. I swear to on Frosh's soul, bro. She's getting crushed by niggas right now, bro. Dude, niggas you're talking to, get smashed up, bro. Imagine 10 Tyrones smashing her at one time.
Yeah. Bro, she's dead to you, bro.
He knows, bro. He knows. I'm telling
you. She's dead to you. I don't even want you to fuck her again because I already you might go back to the plantation.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you might literally go back and be like, oh, no, it's okay. I accept it. Like, blah, blah, blah. So, nah, man, you need to – what the fuck, nigga?
we were first. And
what did you say, what?
Yeah. Me and her were each other's first.
Yeah.
At some point.
Well.
She
wants seconds and thirds now, bro.
That ship has sailed, my friend.
Like, you got to – dude, you got to – and I get it, bro. She's your first girlfriend. You lost your virginity to each other, all this, like, magical shit. But, bro, men are the real romantics, not women, dude. Like, she's acting very pragmatically right now, and you're acting emotionally. She's like, oh, my value's higher than this nigga's. I'm going to feel my options. Meanwhile, you're like, no, we had something. Let's continue.
Bro,
like, nah, bro.
She chose other people over you.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, it's a wrap, dude. I give her a chance to come back, bro. Like, fuck that bitch. She's dead to you now.
Yeah.
All right. I initiated the breakup because of there was
good.
So many arguments. And
good. That's what
I
you wanted.
Didn't want to
she wanted that, bro.
She wanted that, bro.
Girls will start arguments just
she
so
wanted that.
You can break up with her and you can end it.
Yeah.
Because she don't want to end it, so she'll let you end it.
She's too much of a pussy to end it.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to come off as a whore. So, yeah, bro. Like, nah, man. Just she's dead to you now at this point, bro.
But guarantee you,
fuck that bitch.
She was done with you before you even, like, broke up with her.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
She was talking to niggas before that.
Hell yeah.
She has someone locked in. That's why she's behaving the way that she was.
She was getting smashed out for months, bro.
Yeah, there's
BBC style.
Something's going on.
Long dick style. Frost style.
All right. I really thank you guys for all your words.
My name's Tyrone. I'm your boy. Nigga. Frost style, bitch.
Is that necessary?
No. Sorry. I just want to put the point home, you know?
Ignore Fresh, bro. Yo, dude, she's dead to you. She's dead to you, bro. Fuck that.
Thank
bitch. You deserve better, my friend. Find a girl that's actually going to like you for what you bring to the table. Find a girl that's close to you in your geographic area. And fuck that whore. She's going to come back to you running, bro. I promise she will. Once she gets dicked down by these niggas, she's going to come back. And when she does, you tell her, nah, fuck you.
Yo. Nigga, at night, before you go to bed, and you think about Shorty, think about Frosh fucking her, bro. BBC style. All
right. Should I, like, completely cut her off? Should I block her? Should I, you know, just...
Block her on everything.
Because he might go back.
He's
going
to go back,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the discipline.
Yeah.
You just block her on everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you were advanced, I would tell you, yeah, smash her one time and never talk to her again, make her feel like shit.
Yeah.
But you don't, no, nigga.
Yeah,
you go get your dick sucked one time and you're going to white knight again.
He gonna
no.
relax.
I already know. Yeah, he's going to relapse.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You don't you don't got enough Pokemon badges to do that. So no, you just need a blocker on everything, bro.
Pokemon badges?
Yo, caller. The best way to get over a girl is to get what? A new girl.
You need to get a new one. You need to get a new one, my friend.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
When it's in your area code. When it's in your vicinity, close to you, not far away.
All right,
cool.
Let's get the next caller in. Good question, bro, because a lot of y'all in the chat I know are going through this one-nitis right now, too.
Long dick style.
All right, let's get a hater on.
This one donated twice.
Chat saying caller's a cuck. No, he's not, guys. What the fuck, man? He broke up with her. Yo, it's crazy to me how y'all, like, are so, like...
Opinionated?
Like, so fucking... critical of the callers that call in when a lot of you guys are experiencing the same shit.
Yeah.
They just have the balls to call into the show, man.
He who points the first finger, how many point back?
Yeah, four.
Yeah, well, three.
It's like, you know, some callers do deserve to get roasted, but yo, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
He ain't no cuck, man. He broke up with
and
her.
And we've all been there.
He's just,
on
he's,
some
yeah,
level.
He's simping right now. Yeah. He's simping, but bro, he's 20 years old. He's a kid, man. He don't know nothing.
Yeah. Where were you at 20?
Yeah.
Probably even worse.
Yeah. So
I know I was. God yeah. damn, I was married.
All right. who's up next?
7000, you're up.
This is a hater, right?
Yes.
All right, hater. Let's see what you got to say.
Let's go.
Go ahead. Hi, hater.
Woo!
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got you.
Give us your critique or hate or whatever it is.
Okay, so, Myron, how do you think you did on the debate with the lawyer chick?
Which time?
The most recent one with Michael Sartain and Rolo.
I mean, I didn't really engage with her as much.
But specifically regarding when you have a 10-year age gap with someone, in regards to that topic, how do you think you did in that regard?
I mean, did we talk about that, the 10-year age gap?
Yeah, like how she was saying that the divorce rate is 40% higher if there is a significant age gap.
Dude, she's giving me that thought there, bro. I don't know what she was saying, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was
that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago, man. Like, I don't recall the exact particulars of what you're trying to address here, but what's your point here?
Yeah, so, no, I'm saying that she's bringing the stats to substantiate why there's a significant difference in the divorce rate the younger the person is. And she was providing stats in that regard to back up her claim. But on your hand, you're kind of arguing with your feelings as opposed to addressing it with any other stats on your own side.
Well, the thing also is that I recall this slightly because she was trying to, because here's the thing. She was, okay, now I know what it is. See, you're doing what the lawyer does, kind of spinning things out of context or whatever it may be. She was saying, oh, you tell guys to date younger women, but the stats show that when you date a younger woman, the propensity for you to get divorced is higher. Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha, bitch.
Well, that's not the only thing we tell guys. We also tell them, go to the gym, maintain frame, be a leader, be assertive, be dominant. Don't let her ever take any type of authority role in the relationship that we tell guys to do, date younger women, without all the other things that we tell them to have in place when you date these younger women. And just like her, you're cherry picking part of our information and not all of it in the totality of the circumstances to understand why we say the things that we do. If you have your shit together, you're in the gym, you're making money, you're a strong leader, you're assertive, you're dominant, you have these Christian Grey traits, right? Something that we sometimes call the dark gentleman, right? Where you have a lot of the arousal traits while simultaneously also having the provider traits, right? And you have frame, you can go ahead and deal with a girl that's 10 years younger than you. The problem is this. She said, you tell guys to go ahead and date younger women. But she discounted all the other shit that we talk about on Money Mondays, on Womanizer Wednesdays, etc. So she just picked and chose one thing that we tell guys to do without all the other shit. That's why we tell guys, become successful, become the best version of yourself so you don't have to tolerate the bullshit that comes with the girl. It takes care of itself.
Now remember. Also, she mentioned these guys are high value, but on what level? Just because they have money?
Yeah.
They miss all the other components to be high value.
Because she said, you tell guys to do X, Y, Z on your podcast, but she missed the A, B, C, D, all that shit that we tell guys to do too.
Yeah. But there is a fact that women are doing this. So what's your opinion on why they are doing this?
Why are they doing what?
Guys should obviously be like at the top of their game. They should be like top G and stuff. but why is it that these girls specifically are initiating more divorces? Like, what's your opinion on that?
I just explained it. A lot of guys don't have frame. Like, we've talked about this on the show a million times.
But why are the younger girls doing it? Why are the younger girls doing it at a higher rate than, like, the regular other girls?
They get bored.
Like, every other age, they get bored. If a woman's bored, bro, no matter what age she is, she's going to leave or find somebody else.
Yeah, but if it's happening more at a younger age, if you're saying they're getting more bored at a younger age, then...
No, it's... Dude. Okay. How many podcasts are there out there that teach guys how to be the best version of themselves and giving them the real fucking knowledge on how women really think? Can you name another podcast that's doing it?
Yeah, I can name a few.
Who? Besides us and, like, maybe Andrew and Justin.
The other guy, the PWF guy.
Huh?
Playing with fire?
Okay. He's not teaching people how to make money and get in the gym and actually become a better version of themselves. But that's fine.
Yeah.
He's giving you part of it.
Yeah.
We're teaching guys the total package. So what I'm trying to say is that content like this isn't all over the place, right? Male self-improvement stuff. It's not all over the place, and it's especially not that big. So what I'm saying is that this type of information, right, isn't really out there like that. How many times do people call in and say, yo, I wish I had you guys 10 years ago, 20 years ago, et cetera?
All the time.
People aren't teaching men what it takes to actually be attractive while simultaneously being arousing at the same time so that you're able to keep your girl interested in you and not bored. Some guys might get the nice guy part, oh, I make money and I treat her well, but they're not arousing, so the girl gets bored and leaves them anyway. So what I'm saying is that what Jasmine, which you're making this argument right now, is saying that, well, according to the studies, if there's a 10-year age gap, et cetera, you're more likely to get divorced. Yeah, but not if you implement all the shit that we're teaching guys, right, on this podcast. There's a reason why we don't just tell guys, date a girl that's 10 years younger than you and just leave it there. Because then she'll have a legit argument. Because we don't teach you guys how to deal with these types of girls, but we give you guys everything required to keep girls in your frame, regardless of their age. So that's why that's a disingenuous argument, and that's what she does all the time. She cherry picks certain things without looking at the total picture and in context. That's what she does in her debate tactics. That's why she began smoked all the time.
Yeah, but you're still not really like addressing, pinpointing why specifically are those girls doing that. I know the guy on the guy side. We tell that advice for any, regardless of any kind of...
Because it starts with the man, bro. Because it starts with the man. Do you not understand that? It starts with the man. If the man isn't doing what he's supposed to do, the girl's going to respond by leaving him and initiating a breakup. It starts with the man. That's why.
Do you get it now?
I know it starts with the man, but the girls are doing it at a higher rate, though.
That's because most guys don't have frame, bro. I just told you. Most people don't watch us. Most people don't know how to deal with women appropriately.
But then how come the divorce rate is different if there's a smaller age?
Because most guys are blue pill. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Most guys are super blue pill, dude.
Yeah, but then it should be – then the divorce rate should be around the same for any kind of age gap, no? If that's the case.
I'm trying to explain to you that it's no matter the age gap, whatever it may be, most men are blue pilled, bro.
Yeah, I agree. Because
they're younger, they do it faster. Which,
yeah,
in context,
there's a reason for that.
Then we get bored faster.
Okay, cool.
It could be faster because she's hotter.
Probably.
But more options.
Because she's younger and hotter, so she has more options. She has higher sexual market value.
The reason didn't change, though, bro. The reason's still the same. I know that went over your head, but like it's still the same reason.
You know, you're saying she's more hotter and she has more options because she's younger. That's your argument, right? That's why.
Because you're saying there's a 10-year age gap or more, it increases the likelihood of cheating. One possibility is because she's more attractive, so she has higher sexual market value. So therefore, I just said this earlier, the hotter a girl, right, the more you have to be on point with your shit, with the woman.
Caller, are you trolling? You're funny. You're trolling, aren't you?
He just doesn't understand, bro. Like, I don't, like... I'm just
pointing out what the facts are in terms of like what's happening right now. I'm not taking one side or the other. I'm just pointing out what the facts are.
Yeah, but you're looking at this one isolated stat that women that have when there's a 10-year gap, the divorces go up. But you're not looking at it from a totality where I'm telling you most guys are blue pill, most guys are sims, most guys let their woman run the relationship, most guys say stupid shit like happy wife, happy life, they do everything to appease their girl. It winds up happening when you do that, okay, is your girl gets bored and leaves the relationship. And this has been the mantra for decades when it comes to male and female intersexual dynamics on the internet. There's a reason why we're banned and where our videos get taken off the platforms, etc., because we tell guys the truth about what it takes to be attractive to women, which is what? Not politically correct. We don't say let your girl wear the pants. We don't say happy wife, happy life. We say all that shit is bullshit. We reject all the modern day terms and phrases to pedestalize women in relationships. That is why so many guys lose. But this stuff is, we're like a small part of the internet space where most guys don't have this information. So that's why the divorce rates are so high, because most guys are blue pill dudes.
Caller, I'll give you an example. Hopefully you get the example from, I'm giving this to you, okay? So I know a guy, because tomorrow we have a car rally going to Naples from Miami and then to Kids Hospital for the toy drive. This guy in the group chat, right? Multimillionaire, very successful. He has a girlfriend, pretty much like his almost like wife. She's 21. He's like 35. He said in a group chat, hey, guys, I might come. Let me ask my girl first. This is showing two things. He's a leader asking for her permission.
Yeah.
Now, by default, what's going to happen is over time, she's going to be like, damn, this nigga's older than me, can't make choices for himself. She's going to get bored and walk away.
Yep.
That's a prime example of what he's talking about here, where men have power and status, but don't have frame. So as a result, the girl's like, damn,
yep,
you're supposed to be a leader. You can't even lead me. I'm out. So by default, she, because she's younger and she's hotter, she's more options, she's bored faster, she's going to leave.
Yep. There you go.
So.
Right. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah. So you should like be prescribed to people maybe to be more mindful if they are at a certain age gap, because, you know, because I know you guys never mentioned like if, I know you guys mentioned that if they're younger, like they should be, they're more submissive and whatnot, like you should be going for that. You should be aiming towards that. But we should also at the same time telling them to be more mindful, because the chances of them being bored or breaking up or whatnot also increases. Is that fair?
We say that all the time.
I mean, no matter what age you are, you should.
We say that all the time. You can't bore your girl, then.
Right.
You could be anything boring.
Right. But also, like, I do watch the show quite a bit. And then a lot of times when the girls argue with you guys, they're like, oh, it's your fact and your fact. I feel like it's more productive if you guys show like more stats and, like, on the screen. So then they won't say like stuff like, oh, that's just your opinion and stuff like that, you know?
My friend,
do you think if we pulled up the stats on the fucking thing, the girls would care?
They're going to respond with more emotion. We did it before, bro. Come on, man. You said you watched the show.
Yeah. I'm saying it would be more compelling than you just saying it, because, you know, girls get emotional. So if you just show it more, because I know I see the show a bit, and it's mostly arguing without the stats. So I feel like it's more productive if they have the stats there, and then they can like see it, because, you know, they get upset when you say it in a certain way.
What?
He's saying they get upset when we show it a certain way, when I say it a certain way. But I'm like, if I pulled up the stats, they'd still be like, I don't care. That's your chart.
Yeah.
That's what they're gonna say, bro. You can't reason with unreasonable people.
They're gonna respond with more emotion.
Like, the problem is that, dude, you think that these girls think like us. Like, even the argument you just came in with Jasmine, like, bro, she made that argument because she's almost 30 years old. Oh, you tell guys that date younger women, like, that she's biased in her own thing, because she knows that her sexual market value is dropping and that her sexual market value is going down by her being a lawyer and all this other bullshit and being a weird living shit. So it's like she's giving you stats, right, to rationalize her stance, but what she doesn't realize is we tell guys to do way more than just date younger women. It's a complete package. We don't just say date younger, hotter girls, and that's it. It's like, no, you have to have other things in place as well to do it. So, bro, I'm telling you, man, a lot of these girls just aren't reasonable. We've done it before where I've literally show stats, and they'll say, I don't care. That's your stats. That's what they say.
but I'm saying, like, a lot of times
We got other people, bro. We addressed your point multiple times. We got you, though, bro.
Yeah. We addressed your point, man.
All right, who's next?
Okay.
Who's next? Yep.
All right, next up, this person donated from Castle Club.
Let's go, Castle Club!
Yep. Woo!
My niggas.
0427, you are up. 0427, you're up.
What up?
I can ask, what's going on?
Yo,
what's going on, man?
Oh, guys, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. Called in a couple times before. First of all, I want to say that guy before you guys is an idiot, bro. Like, what the fuck? anyway, moving on quickly. I wanted to quickly comment on the porn thing. You guys, I think that video you guys did on the on the corn thing was fantastic. Myself, I struggled with corn forever and had a lot of issues with it. So when you guys came out and helped all those guys, I really appreciated that myself because I had a few relapses and it really hurt my life in a long time. But I'm 6 months clean now, so it's huge and going forward. So one of the questions I had for you guys is kind of on the girl topic. So I've been, since I've stopped watching the corn, I've been trying to approach women more, and I've gotten a few successes. I've been turned down a bunch, but I mean, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is when you approach women, like, am I doing something wrong when I approach to, for example, not get their number? For example, like I get a lot of like the, for example, oh, I have a boyfriend, or I have this, or I'm busy, or this and that. Even though I try to take Justin's approach more, I really like how he basically says, hey, I think you're beautiful, I'd just like to take you out some time. I'm very somewhat traditional that way, and I like that method of things. It's kind of just short, simple, to the point. And I kind of incorporate a little bit of Myron's turn away, and I don't act like you're there for a long time. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm blending both styles, if I'm doing something wrong, or if I'm just being a bitch or not approaching correctly, or what input do you guys have so I can fix that?
Well, you got to understand that you're going to lose like 90% of the time. The top guys in the world, bro, have a 10% close rate. So that's the other thing. So you got to kind of level your anticipation of how successful you're going to be. And the reality is you're going to fail 90% plus of the time. Like, you're going to fail like 95% of the time. So I wouldn't take it too hard that you're getting rejected a lot, because that's the game, dude. Like, Mystery and all these guys literally are like close to, like, I think Paul Jenka has like a 7 or 8% close rate. He's one of the best cold approach guys in New York for a while, Harvard graduate. Mystery somewhere around 10%. The best guys in the world are 10%, dude. So you're not going to be anywhere near that.
Question caller, how do you approach girls normally? You said you use that line. You're pretty beautiful, I want to take you out. Is that how you always approach girls?
Unless I know them and I can kind of be a little bit more flirtatious with them in that way, I try to keep it short and simple, just because especially I'm in Canada, so a lot of women are they're hard to approach without getting creeped out, I guess. I'm not quite sure how to explain that side, but women in Canada are on a different type of time. So you kind of, I just approach with the beautiful line because it applies to the general a bit better.
Because I'm very familiar with Canadian girls, wink, wink. But that's in Miami, not in Canada. I think for most guys in Canada, they struggle with girls too as well, mm-hmm. on that level. But I would say, bro, like I said before, it's about refining your approach. Obviously speaking, it works sometimes, but not all the time. Hone in on when it works, what you're doing on those levels of access, and then figure out what's not working for you. And I think for most people, if you go about it two ways, where you say, you know what, I'm going to focus on getting an approach where I'm smiling, I'm having a more friendly, I want to say more like direct approach, where I'm saying, hey, you're beautiful, I find you attractive, I had to come over and talk to you, I want to take you out. That's going to work too as well, but just keep in mind, sometimes they do have a boyfriend, sometimes they do have things going on, so it may not always work. But I think if you just focus on that, where like, okay, where things are going right, focus on what I'm doing right here versus what I'm doing wrong. It should improve us over time, I think. But again, it's a numbers game. So
I should probably increase my volume as well, because the only place I really am able to get girls right now is in the gym, which I know is kind of an L in some respects, but that's the only place I really see girls, because I'm just
You just called it, bro. Location also will determine your results. Like your environments where you're actually going to cold approach girls, bro, is going to determine your results as well. So gym's going to be tough, bro. Gym's going to be tough.
Yeah, gym is going to be tough, dude.
He's like a mall.
You're going to have a failure rate with girls in the gym.
Okay, especially I don't want to take up too much of your time, because I know there's other callers on the line, but where would you guys, what would be the best place minus the club to go?
If you're going to go hit on girls in the gym, look, if you're going to hit on girls at the gym, bro, don't do it at your home gym. Go do it at another gym and get a guest pass.
Okay, fair enough.
That's big. And I would even start, and I would make sure, like, that when you talk to her, like, tell her you're not a member of that gym. You're just, like, there kind of, like, trying to get out or whatever, like, you know.
Dude, so, in Canada, dude, Canada has a lot of cool spots you can go to, like a lot of dive bars as well. Bro, find the most popping spot and go there, bro. Like, I find most guys, they go to, like, their own comfort zones. Go out of your comfort zone, man. Dude, there's bars here in Brickell, bars in Toronto.
Yo, where do you live in Canada, though? Where do you live in Canada?
There's got to be a bar there that's popping at night.
I live in, like, the southern region, like, 50 minutes from the border. I live in, like, close to Niagara Falls.
There's got
to
be a popping bar there, bro, or, like, lounge. Something going on at night. Ladies' night. Something, bro.
Yeah, if I'm going anywhere, I tend to go up towards Toronto because that tends to be a bit more popping, per se. But yeah,
because, you know, funny, bro? Girls want to get laid, too. So they're going to places to find guys as well. So you just got to end up where they're at. That's simple. But you got to find it, though.
All right, cool.
All right.
Awesome. All right, I don't want to take up too much time because I know there's other callers. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate you.
All right, man.
All right, cool.
No worries. Who's up next?
Yeah, Canadian girls are awesome, bro. Especially Vancouver.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they're here on vacation here.
Yeah, I know.
So they're here to be sluts.
I know. It's different in Canada.
All right, who's up next?
If you live there.
This was another Castle Club member. I remember I put his name in. There he goes. 3-1-2-2. 3-1-2-2, you are up. 3-1-2-2, you are up.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. One quick thing before I even say anything is whenever someone gets brought in on a call and they say, can you hear me? That's like the three, you know, can you name three countries questions for the callers. It's insane how dumb people can be. Anyways, my question being, Myron, you said it the other day and I thought it was really interesting because I've been getting my own thing going as far as maybe trying to do a YouTube channel, but it's going to be a little bit more political commentary, but a lot of this space is involved. My question is, and what I'm nervous about is similar to like kind of like where you guys were at. I make a six-figure living. I'm good, but I'm on that brink of like just good enough. You know what I mean? And now if I start this YouTube channel and let's say it does take off, I'm not saying it would, but let's say it does. Obviously, some of the opinions that I'd have, I think you guys could probably, you know, say probably not everyone's going to agree with you. Let's just say that. And so how does that affect your guys' like personal lives? Because that's what I'm kind of like afraid of.
As far as like being a creator, how does it affect your personal life?
No, not that. More like I mean, obviously you're, at that point, people are going to be hearing your opinion just point blank rather than you just, you know, saying to a couple buddies or whatever. And then obviously other people are going to disagree with you. Then you see them out in real life and they're like, oh, fuck you kind of situation. Or with your family, maybe, you know, your family's like getting, you know, oh, that's your brother, you know, kind of deal. You see what I'm saying? When you're controversial, you're going to have a lot of people who disagree with you and they're going to be negative. And so how do you guys like deal with that?
You just got to have thick skin, man. You know, I get criticized all the time by feminists and leftists and liberals and wokies all day, man. So it's just like you have to have really thick skin. And then the other thing, too, is that, you know, if you already got a professional career, you know, do you want to risk that by making content that might be controversial or, you know, be able to ignite a fire of opinion, you know, especially when it comes to politics and stuff like that, where people tend to feel very passionate about, you know, people can get mad and then contact their employer and shit like that. Like, it's very difficult to have a job and also be a large scale creator. It's the two almost never can coexist because the more polarizing you are, the more supporters you're going to get, but also the stronger your haters are going to be. And what ends up happening when you have very strong haters is they go out of their way to try to destroy you, man. If I told you guys some of the stories of what people have done to us, you guys would be shocked. I mean, I'll give you an example. The building that we were at before, people used to call the security there and say that, hey, you guys are allowing a misogynistic podcast to film in your building, blah, 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 and make a whole bunch of fake noise complaints saying that we were causing noise or whatever. And I know for a fact that that's not true because I had sound panels all in that bitch. And I did sound tests where I like walk down the hall and you can't hear shit even when I put the music full blast. So, you know, I don't think a lot of people are prepared to deal with like the level of scrutiny, and you're really going to see a dark side of humanity where people literally will try to destroy your life and get you fired from your job if you have a platform a lot of the time. So if you're going to go down this road of I want to be making videos or give my opinion online or whatever, ask yourself this question. Are you willing to lose your job to do it? If the answer is no, then I'll say don't do it, especially if you want to make controversial stuff like you're talking about.
Well, I'd say this too. Luckily, in my case, I've called in a few times about a couple different things. I called in about Neon before, but I'm in a place where it's my opinions are relatively conservative. I don't want to get too controversial here, but they're relatively conservative. And my office is all on the same page, so I wouldn't be necessarily worried about my office being offended. I'm just more worried about people like I have a little brother, I have an older brother, I have a mom, I have a dad. You know what I mean? I'm worried about them being reflected. I'm from New York originally, and I moved out west, not west, but Colorado, to be a little bit more conservative than where I'm from. But if people got a hold of some of the things that I have opinions about, you know, while my parents might agree with me, there's a lot of people that wouldn't. I don't want to give grief to them. So did that ever hit you guys in your actual life with, like, your family and shit?
Yeah, there's always going to be friends and relatives that don't agree with you, man. There's always going to be that, you know, and that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, fair enough. The last real quick thing, I don't want to take up too much time, and I appreciate it. Would you say that making that transition to both of you from your career to kind of doing the content creator thing, was it all worth it? Kind of seems like it.
Well, that last part again?
It seems like it was all worth it, like in the end, right?
Yeah. But, you know, there was so many times where, you know, bro, it was scary, man. Like when I quit my government job, like that was like scary as fuck, man. Cause like we weren't even like making money like that at that point. So right. It was just like, it was a huge risk to take. So, you know, I would just say think twice, bro, because because you got two options. You can either A, go all in, try to grow your platform as much as you can, and then have to deal with the ramifications of growing that platform and people dissenting with you and contacting your job or whatever, or do your job, do your channel as well, and be okay with the fact that it might not grow as fast, or you might not necessarily build as an audience, but you'll have a little bit more privacy and anonymity, because the more you blow up, the bigger you get, the less privacy you're going to have, my friend. And the more crazy people are going to come out the woodwork to try to destroy you.
Can't believe you're letting other people's opinions.
Yeah, you might not be cut off for this if you're worried about other people's opinions.
Deter your choice as a man, bro. That's
not. No, it's not necessarily. I'm not worried about their opinions, honestly. I have really.
You are, bro. Come on, man. You are.
Before, like I said. No,
bro,
I'm not, bro.
If you want to call them to ask questions.
Their opinions, I'm worried about what it could actually do to people that I give a fuck about. Because for me, I don't really give a shit. But it's like, I want to give other people grief in my life because, you know, I have my opinions. That's really what I'm most concerned about. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really a question only you can answer of whether it's worth it to you.
Yeah. No, and this is good insight, and I appreciate you guys taking the time. That's all I got.
All right, man.
All right.
Cool.
How's it going, Jen?
No worries, brother. All right, who's up next? We got to fly through these now, right?
And Rumble Rants, too. We should do Rumble Rants now, right? Because they've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Hey, guys, we got 4,800 y'all on YouTube and 5,900, I think, on Rumble. 53, sorry.
Yeah.
5,300 on Rumble, guys. So do me a favor, man. Like the video. We got almost 10,000 y'all in here. So like the video. All right, how often should I go to a car right now? I'm training 5 to 6 times a week. I go 3 to 4 times a week to the Cairo, personally, but it depends on you. Quitting Corn episode was great. Convinced me to swallow my pride and slay some grunts. Any advice on smashing less attractive chicks without taking them out or to low-key places? I'll go to the city over if needed. You can do that.
Just FYI, bro, don't get them pregnant. I swear to God, bro, if you do that, you think you're fucked.
Yeah.
Don't get them pregnant, bro. And then low-key bars that nobody goes to, so you can just
Mr. 313 goes, shout out FNF, my ninjas from the British guy, Myron. Where are the geopolitical streams? Understand why you don't want to do them on YouTube, but you said you do it on Rumble. This is a golden opportunity to transcend the self-improvement space and spread RP influence on a global scale, especially ahead of 2024 election. The ceiling is high once you smash through it. Don't worry, they're coming. We just got to figure out how we're going to navigate it where you know, navigate it appropriately, but don't worry, it's coming. Advice on building an online community in the future. I want to make a small private Discord where I can talk to like-minded and high-achieving guys who I can one day meet. I'm convinced that people who think in the nature you guys do are so far and few between that you would struggle to find them even living in a large city. Yeah, you would.
That's why we created CU Network, CastleClub.tv. So hop into that.
Married a Hood Rat 304, last four.
I think that was the guy,
before, right? Happy birthday to Top G and John from Modern Life Dating as they continue to change men's and women's lives all around the world as our society's desperately needs it.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Andrew's birthday.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Andrew Tate.
Shout out to both of them, man. Yeah. I'm 28. I've been doing plumbing since I was 16. I'm in the process of getting my C36 plumbing license, but I can't decide whether to get sole proprietor, LLC, or corporate for the company I want to build.
LLC, bro.
Yeah, it's LLC, then you switch to S-Corp, bro. Watch the episode that we did with Steve on that, on how to structure your business. We did a whole episode just on that. Blackbird goes, hi, guys. I thank God for finding you. You have helped me a lot. Unfortunately, Rumble is blocked in France, so I have to use a VPN to watch your content. France is a SIP nation.
Yeah, bro.
We're on YouTube now, too, man. I wish I had a French channel. Mo Sock, please.
Sock passé.
Oh, okay. Nigga called you Moo. I was like, wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he called him Moo.
What's a great bank for a business account? Nah. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter, bro. I would say always open up a bank.
Chase, Wells Fargo.
It doesn't matter.
They're all the same, basically, bro.
Open up a bank that you can have easy access to, I would say. When it comes to that, just easy accessibility. Cruise Legacy, lost 50 pounds and got my bench to $530, and my squat to 705. Yo, Chris, I saw you at Target with that 400-pound chick.
Chris isn't here, and what are you saying, bro?
Wait, what? Saying that he bodybuilder.
Interesting. Lost 50 pounds, I got my okay. Myron, I put some money on into PSEC and got a 1% monthly. Do you invest into ETF for the same thing, yield? Or what other benefits does ETF give you besides yield? That's pretty much it, my friend. It's basically, you know, increases and then you just reinvest those dividends. Leave it to Mo's fat ass to memorize other niggas' orders. Facts. Question for Mo. Have you ever gone to link a 304 thinking you will smash? You dive in to eat the box, then she says she's done before you get a chance to hit it? Go on, Mo.
Nah. Valid.
Yo!
Could
you imagine, right, bro? You put in all this work to smash Shorty. You go down to eat the box, and she says, oh, yeah, I'm out. Nigga, she got a free box meal.
He said, that boy most are not so quick.
Nah. Nigga said, nah.
He said, ha!
Bro. But that's why you don't eat the box, man.
I'm being honest.
Though. Yeah, I know you are.
You smash first, bro.
Tried being a good brother, drove my sister and got her ice cream. She was defending her 304 friends in our talk, then told me to shut the fuck up. I left her at the place and drove home. Am I in the right? I mean, bro, it's your sister, man.
Yeah, sister,
these niggas go too hard for this RP talk, bro. Nigga, you, like, bro, it's family, man. Relax, dog.
Nigga left her at the ice cream baller.
That's your family, dog. Fuck, bro? I mean, damn, it ain't that serious. What the hell? What she got, like, kidnapped, bro?
Oh,
or, like,
man.
Hurt? Man.
Yo, nigga said, you ain't gonna listen?
All right. Josiah says, how would you respond to people asking you if the REPL is a confirmation bias or echo chamber? I answered that there's propaganda and there's the truth, REPL being the truth, thoughts. I mean, people have their opinions, bro. Obviously, we have very black and white ideas, so to speak, but there's a gray area. But ultimately, the truth is going to be black and white, so it is what it is, bro. So, not much we can do there. Any more?
That's the last one.
Cool.
Well, Rumble Rants, this right here.
Okay, we got three as a company. For the previous caller, the reason younger women have higher divorce rates is because younger women still have the ability to re-enter the dating marketplace successfully. Older women don't and are aware. That's a very good point as well.
Yeah.
More options. Okay.
Yep.
Some more callers and then.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate when people hone in on one like data point and like don't look at the big picture.
But again, that woman doesn't understand the man's point of view. So she can't ever relate to us and all the rest of the points.
Yeah.
So.
And she doesn't watch the show. So she doesn't know all the self-improvement shit we teach. She thinks we're just here arguing with dumb bimbos like her.
And because,
like,
because she's older, she's going to want to prove that point
to
herself.
Of course. Don't you think you should get with a lawyer and an argumentative like me? Like, no, bro.
Bro, you're getting banged online by multiple niggas. I don't hear what you got to say, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. I could care less, bro.
Use credibility, man.
Bro. If I could type in on Google and see a nigga smashing you, bro, you a L, bro. You a whole L, dog. Look at my stats.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? Shut up.
up, bitch. Damn.
All right. What's up? Who's up next?
2569, you're up.
Is this a hater?
Donate $50.
Okay.
Let's go, hater.
I don't think he's a hater.
I don't think he's a hater, though.
Oh, damn. Okay.
All right. What's up, man?
What up, bro?
Hello?
Yo.
I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Hey,
Like, what are you
doing? My bad. I was on the line for a long time. I was just waiting and stuff. I was trying to do this before my girlfriend came into the room and everything, you know. I've been watching you guys for a while now. I've been watching you since, like, you know, Chris first called in. And you guys were on the webcam and everything else. It's been a while. I just wanted to speak on some, like, quick aspects of my life. I mean, I appreciate you guys for everything you guys have done, all the content you guys have provided and everything. I called back in a few months ago, and, I was smoking weed and everything. I just quit, like, 6-7 days ago. I tried to stop that. I feel like I'm going down a down path in my life. Let me just start it like this. I'll say back in 2018, I had a job. I was doing right. I was one of the best workers in my job. I had a female boss. She really appreciated me for everything that I did. I was getting her raises and performing out of everybody else, performing the best person in the job and everything. Then a year later, she got removed, and they switched her out to a different location and moved in another boss, and then I had a male boss. During that time, I guess he wanted me to perform the same way that I was doing for my female boss, and yeah. I told him that I can do that, but it's kind of hard because we get repeat customers that come into a store. So when we get these repeat customers, they don't want to keep buying the same thing or dishing out money every time they come in, more money than what they're trying to spend. So I guess he didn't really like that and everything. As months went by and every time, I had noticed that, like, you know, during this job, he started cutting my hours. So I would have full 40 hours and working the full job and everything. Then I started noticing my hours go down to 30, then from 30 to 26, then from 26 to 18, then from 18 to 15. And then so I realized at that point, like, hey, he's probably trying to make me quit or fire me and stuff. During that time and everything,
because we have a lot of people on the line, dude.
All right, well, during that time, I eventually got fired and everything. Every job that I went to after that, it never felt like it was going the right way. I would go into a job and I would work. When I work, I really work. So when I would go in there, I feel like sometimes my boss would be like, okay, man, this man is working too hard. Like, he might even take my job. So when that would happen and everything, eventually they would find a reason to fire me or do something like that. I started going down a path where I started smoking weed again, and this was a couple years back. I started smoking weed again. It started going more, and then from that point on, from the point of smoking, I went into doing illegal activity. It really hit to a point where the bad was outweighing the good. So, I don't want to mention too much and everything, but it was to a point where I made an extensive amount. And every time it just felt like, okay, I can't last at the job aspect and everything. I know you talked about when you start doing things, you can't go back to a regular job, and that's what it felt like. But I always wanted to go back into a regular field and
you have to ask what is the question, man? Like, you've been kind of, no offense, with all due respect, you've just been droning on about insignificant things here. What's going on? What is the actual question?
I guess I need help in my life where I need to understand, like, how do I figure out a career path or a better stance in life where it's going to be longitude instead of me just continuing down the path with illegal stuff and making it work where I'm making.
It's very simple. It's very, very simple, bro. You can keep doing the illegal activity and continue to get that fast money, but there's a time span on it. You're gonna go to jail. You're gonna get caught at some point, whether you know you're scamming or drug trafficking or whatever. I don't want you to incriminate yourself on air. But what I am saying is that these activities that you're involved in, at some point, you're gonna have to pay the piper. When you pay the piper, you're gonna go away for a period of time, and then you're gonna come back as a convicted felon. It's gonna be even harder for you to get into the real workforce. You know, so you really like your time is limited doing this shit. So it's like, yeah, you know, does working a regular job suck where you're making less money, you're working harder, you got to deal with all bullshit? Yeah, but your freedom is really worth it because at some point, dude, you're going to get caught if you keep doing what you're doing.
And the other side of it is take those skills you learn from that business and put it into a business. Now, by default, making good money from your site business, whatever, that's illegal, which is not good at all. But if you want to stay on that level of income, put it towards a business that's actually legal and safe. That we can sell a business that's yours, scale it up, and make good money too as well. But again, through corporate America, bro, you can't outshine the master, bro. What you were doing before with your job, with your boss, and saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to work as hard as you are, or better than you, you got to be less than your master, so to speak, in corporate America. Play the game properly. You played it too much towards your favor of, like, trying to become the best. You got to be able to, like, move in corporate America a certain way. But regardless, bro, if you're in this life already, bro, put into a business, bro, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, because there's two ways you can go about this. You keep doing what you're doing and then get slapped with reality and get slapped with those cuffs, and then you're going to get your freedom taken away from you, and then you're gonna then shit's going to get real, and you're going to say, damn, right? Was it worth it?
I've been in that position already where stuff like that has happened and everything, but it's still at the point where it's like, you know, the money was more than enough to like survive for lifetimes.
What?
That's my problem.
Well, if it was really enough to survive for lifetimes, why are you still doing it, nigga?
I mean, I'm still young, so people as long as you're young, you keep doing what you're doing and going, but I don't want to keep continuing to my 30s and all this other stuff because I do have a child already and I don't want to lose my life or my fortune to, like, you know, where I have nothing left behind him, where I don't really have, like, a 401k or something in general.
You got to stop. You're already on the radar. You've already been arrested for this shit before. So, like, you have to stop because if you don't, you're just going to keep going back to jail.
You yourself know the answer, bro. You're calling us for, I guess, a confirmation. Bro, you got to stop, bro, 100%.
You got to stop, man.
I need the confirmation. I just need something that would, like, you know, what is a better path that can do entrepreneur where it's like
you,
it makes
bro.
More
sense. It's business, bro. Dude, I don't know what you want to do with your life. I don't know your personal, you know, life story. All I know is, bro, like, if you continue down this path of doing this illegal shit, you're going to get fucked up. Versus start a business, learn a skill, a trade. Dude, there's money,
bro.
You
guys have some type of app or something where I can just put in certain information and figure out, like, something that would be best for my career path, like something in electronics. Or
videos on Money Mondays. You can look at e-commerce, Bitcoin ATMs, all these things you can look out for businesses, bro, to do yourself. I don't know what you want to do with your life, bro. I'm just saying that I was going to fuck you up. Simple.
Yeah, and if you need, it takes time for you to, build up a business, that's fine. Get a regular job that's legal, make money, and then invest into that business. But you got to stop what you're doing, bro, because you're cruising for a bruising, my friend.
All right, bro. We got to move on. All right.
You're cruising for a bruising, man. Number one, you have to stop what you're doing.
For sure.
All right, cool. All
right, man.
I don't get it. They want a handout from us? You want a handout? Bro, I don't know what you want to do with your life. I can only guide you on what you shouldn't be doing regarding the business, but, bro, Money Mondays, most of the things you could do, you know? I don't know what to tell you.
All right, who's up next?
2628, you're up. 2628, you are up. 2628, you are up.
Yo, it's good. Listen, man, I want to start off by saying that I am literally Myron's doppelganger, just so you know, bro. People just always say that I'm your doppelganger, which is weird. But
okay.
Aside from that, the reason why I'm calling in today is because I want to talk about a topic that kind of like I'm not struggling with, but it's a topic that you guys are familiar with, and I guess you would consider me like a passport, bro. So I met this girl, right? She's from Asia, and
Asia.
I'm kind of like
Well, she's from India, but she's like of Chinese descent. Like it's like on the border of India. Like it's called Mizoram. I don't know. It's a weird state. And she's kind of like, she has like a lot of Western influence, right? And everything is good for the most part. I would say it's mostly like 85%, 15% in terms of like my authority over her. My question to you is like, what do you recommend, Myron? Because I know you talk about this all the time. What do you recommend would be like the ideal? Like, should I be at 100% like authority? Like, should she listen to everything I'm saying? Or is there a wiggle room for like compromise? Like, in terms of like small things? Because I'm very, very like strict. You know what I'm saying? With everything in my life. I like to be controlled.
We don't want to negotiate with terrorists.
I know you say that, man, but...
Nigga, you just answered your own question. You said I'm very, you said I'm the one that's very dominant, blah, blah, blah. You just answered yourself. You're very, you know, authoritative. You're like, no, man, don't keep your foot on the gas. Like, you're the boss. She's not. Period.
Wait, are you Myron's doppelganger or are you like his ghost? Because, nigga.
No, no, I'm actually like. They either say I look like Drake or Myron. So whenever I go on Omegle, I used to stream. So, but actually, I just want to say thank you guys for posting this content, man. I've been watching you guys for a while. Me and my boy Chris have been watching you guys for a very long time, man, and we just love your content.
Nice.
And
you
I just want
that.
To say that. Thank
you,
you guys.
Don't marry her or bring her back here, then.
She wants a green card, bro.
Yeah, don't marry her or bring her back there, man.
Think of green and
well,
Asian.
We're already on the end of the close to the K-1 visa being accepted. Like it's already like a year in.
See?
Married her?
No, we're engaged technically. The K-1 visa is
she
going
wants
to be approved.
The green card, my friend. Did I not?
Yeah, because if you're doing a K-1 visa, that means you're going to get married.
Yeah. So this is. Let me break it down. She pretty much like is on board with everything, right? She wants to be a stay-at-home mom. She cook and clean for me, like make my life easier because I need help like around the house. I have a 3-year-old son and I have 50-50 split custody. So like she's going to help watch my son during the time that I have him, which is like half of the week. So I get to work more hours. I can put more time into my YouTube channel because I have a YouTube channel that I started. I'm at 50,000 subscribers. I'm not going to shout out or anything, but thanks to you guys pushed me to like, really
shut up, bro.
Yeah, what is it?
So, shut up, bro. It's fine.
What is it?
Go ahead.
The channel's called Out of Pocket TV.
Cool.
And
I do
street interviews. So, yeah, I'm doing street
I'm
interviews.
I'm going to see if you look like Myron or not.
Well. I don't like that you married her, man, but, I mean, I guess it is
no,
what
no,
it is.
Listen, we're not technically married, and this is why I'm calling in, to try to get some advice.
No,
and
y'all are married. If you got a K-1 visa for her, you got married, bro.
Well, we're engaged, but it's not official. The K-1 visa, like she would have to come to the U.S. and we would have to get married within the first 90 days. That would officialize the marriage.
That's what I'm saying. So you're on the way.
Yeah, I am on the way, but I haven't fully committed to the end result. But my goal is like, if everything goes well and there isn't like too much conflict with each other, like we don't have that much conflict with each other, but there's like small things, like just petty, stupid little arguments that don't need to happen, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get her to understand that, like, I'm not going to tolerate it, but she kind of, like, just pushes the buttons a little bit, just a little bit. So,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard.
I can't find your channel.
Yeah, just...
Out of Pocket TV?
Yeah, man, don't let her get out of pocket,
bro. Yeah, Out of Pocket _TV.
Bruh.
Yeah, don't let her get
on
out
YouTube,
of pocket.
Yeah, on YouTube, you got to put the underscore. It's weird. It's, like, not popping up for some reason. Algorithm is like shadow enemy or something. but
all right, man, you know what you got to do. We don't negotiate with terrorists over here.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if I don't like, because I know you guys promote like, you know, finding foreign women, and if they kind of like commit to all the like, you know, the standards that you would typically want in a woman, then it should be cool, right? Like, is that like reasonable? Like, am I tripping or?
No, but like it's just I just don't like you getting her a K-1 visa break. How long have you been with her?
Well, we've been talking since last December.
So a year, man? I don't know, dude. I you better have like some ironclad prenuptial agreement put in place or something. Like if you're gonna do this.
Yeah, well, my plan is to have like, you know, a prenup, make sure that she can't really. I don't really have any crazy assets. I do make good money, but you know, it's not like, you know, I don't have any assets that she can come after. and the goal is to have a cleanup and everything. And
yeah, right now, once you guys come together, she's going to basically start getting entitled to 50% of everything you earn.
What the fuck? He's literally admired. What the fuck going on here, nigga?
He doesn't like it.
He loves you, bro.
He does?
What the hell? Nigga, you a simp. God damn.
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, do your thing, man. I know you got more people. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the advice, man, and I hope you have a good one, man.
Uh-huh. All right,
man.
Yo.
Peace.
You see?
Well, he don't look nothing like me. What are you talking about?
He got a beard, don't
he? He's way lighter.
Bro, in the darkness, he look like you, bro. In the dark.
What the fuck?
Man. A Drake and Myra mix.
Just make it, man. He don't look like me, bro. All right. What else do we got here?
I just saw you on the line. Ah, there.
We got a hater?
You
got a hater on the line.
But this person donated $60.
Okay. Then a hater.
7877, you're up. 7877, you're up.
7877, you're up.
7877.
Oh, no, that's it. Caller, please, if you don't mind.
Hello. Hello.
Yo, we got you.
Hello. Hey,
yo.
What's up, Fresh? Myron, Mo, Bills, what up, man? Big fan. I've been hearing you guys for a minute. It is crazy. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate what you guys are doing for men. It's crazy. This is what you're doing is revolutionary, man. Mo, that call that you guys did with the music, that shit was wild. Like I forgot how many hours. I remember I went to sleep. I woke up and Mo was still there dancing and shit at 7 in the morning. It was wild, man. Yo, I appreciate you. What you guys do is amazing. Anyway, this call is more for my brother because he's like a little bit blue pill. But he gets bitches and stuff, but like he's like, he be treating them good and shit. I don't know what's wrong with him. So he has a question about his recent girl. He's not sure if she's a hoe or not. I'm telling him, yo, I think she's a hoe, but he wants to hear from professionals like Fresh and Myron. So I'm going to pass it to him. His name is Peter. Here.
Yo, Peter, if you got an ask question, bro, just follow your hoe, but go ahead.
Damn. Wait, let's not use one
name. You got to ask questions? Listen, on the streets, you get the whole facts first, but it is what it is. But go ahead.
All right, so let's start off with the good stuff, all right? Both parents are in the picture. Father's a pastor. Mom's a housewife. You know, she's Nigerian. You know, she's first generation. Born here, she grew up with all brothers. She's very, why I'm asking is because.
No. Tell me all the bad stuff. Tell me all the red flags. And bro, pastor's daughters are the worst.
Yeah. All right, red flags.
Those are the worst.
Flags.
Continue.
She right now, I'm here with my brother. I'm working on something with like a business. We're trying to do this business. She went, we spent the whole day together, and now she went out with her friend, and she's in drinking to drink. She's the bar. She likes to get cocktails and drink.
We're in New York City, guys. We're in New York City.
Yeah, like that's what you do, right? And so you get drinks
in Manhattan right now.
Oh my God. So you know, we spent the whole day yesterday. We had a great time. Today we were hiking.
He takes her hiking and shit.
We went hiking and we had a good time here's the thing. I told her that, you know, I have some trust issues and stuff like that. I told her sometimes if I feel like the girl's not giving me enough intimacy, I will start sleeping with other women.
Wait, stop. Did you smash?
Yeah. Yeah.
You smashed, right?
Yeah.
But she's telling you she don't want to smash no more?
No, we're smashing, yeah.
So why'd you say if she was whole, like anything you want to tell the other girls? Why'd you say that?
Because this is a little intimate, but why am I whispering like nobody's going to hear? Look. When we did smash, she pulled away after we smashed, and I felt kind of like she didn't, you know, after you smash, you're trying to, like, you know, cuddle and shit.
You like to cuddle with her.
But that's what people do.
Nigga, your shit was weak, dog. She was like, this shit's whack.
She's Nigerian, and we're from Ecuador. She's Nigerian. Just oh, putting that on.
She's Nigerian.
Yeah. We're Spanish. She's not yet. She. Yeah.
Okay. So look, bro. I've heard enough, bro. See, this is a problem that I feel most guys have. Even a girl that seems nice, seems available, seems good. But the problem is, bro, you're looking at it too seriously. I say all the time, bro, enjoy the experience, take her out, have fun. Listen, if you like hiking, nigga, and you want to go hiking with her, that's on you. But ultimately, bro, since she's a good girl, bro, you don't know anything. Matter of fact, you don't know what she's doing right now. She'd be getting fucked right now down the street. You don't even know. The point is that, like, right now, bro, you need to enjoy the experience and watch her like a hawk. For example, let's say watch her like a hawk, how she treats you, how she moves around you, because none of this matters unless she treats you good. Because she might treat me good, but not treat you good. And the matter of fact is, bro, a good girl is only good to you, you're the right person. Which means if she's good to me, means she's good for me. But again, she might be bad to you, means she's bad for you. So ultimately, bro, a good girl is only good if she's good for you. So if you're the man that, you know, you need to be, and she's being good to you, then great, enjoy the experience. But to take her seriously and wife her up and to call her, like, a good girl, bro, you don't know that for sure, bro. So I would just say give it time, have fun, but just understand, bro, like, just fall for the streets. But again, until she pulls you otherwise, you know, enjoy the experience, bro.
Yeah.
So. All
right.
Copy. Sounds good.
W Fresh. Yo, Fresh, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, man, because I got a blue pill guy here. But, guys, thanks for answering the question and giving us the time. You guys are amazing. Keep doing your thing. All of you, appreciate you. Peace.
All right, bro. Cool. Because the problem with him, bro, like, he likes her so much. But, again, bro, like, I can tell him, yeah, don't date her, bro. Just break up with her. Nigga, like, it's just too much, bro.
Let's get a hater on.
All right.
I think he said 2675, you're up. 2675, you're up.
Yeah, man, enjoy the experience, bro. Y'all niggas be taking shit too serious.
Yeah.
Smash and enjoy, bro.
Yo. All right. What's up, man?
Yep.
How's it going? Yo, me and my friend, we have a question. We're looking at getting a multifamily home, nice. Like as an investment property, right? And we want to try to get in with an FHA loan. So the main question I have is not really about, like, the process, but I wanted to ask for y'all's advice on, like, dealing with tenants. Like, what's the biggest piece of advice you have for that?
Wait, you and your friend want to do it?
Yeah, it'll be our first investment property for both of us.
How many doors?
Fourplex.
Okay, so you're going to live in one of them, right?
Well, y'all are going to have to live in it together, pause, probably, if both of you guys. I've never done it with somebody else. You can't do it by yourself?
I mean, figured it'd be easier to come together, just like double income.
Yeah, your first deal should probably be by yourself, bro.
Yeah, I think your first deal should be by yourself.
Because you need to learn the ropes by yourself and understand the whole process, because bring somebody else into the picture, they might not agree with you, cause arguments.
Yeah,
so,
bro, I would say do the first one yourself so you understand the process.
But it might be too late for you, right? You said you already bought it? Or you're on the way to buying it?
No. We're just like looking around right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you guys are dead set up, because it's going to be problematic when you do your loan, because there's going to be two people on the mortgage, like... I don't know, man. But if you really want to do it, you can. But regardless, let's just answer the question he asked. He said dealing with tenants.
So
keep it simple, bro. Run a credit check. Do a criminal history background check. Typically, $60,000 a year and above is what you want. And then you want a credit score. What I will say, if you have to weigh between the two, you want a higher credit score over them making a certain amount of money. So, for example, let's say they make $100,000 per year, but their credit score is shitty, like a 400. But you got someone else that makes like maybe 60K a year, but their credit score is like 750, go with the person with the better credit score than the person that earns more money. Because what I've realized is from my tenants is, because I have one tenant, he makes over $100,000 a year, but that nigga always pays rent late because he's a fucking idiot and his credit sucks. So you want to deal with people that have better credit is better than people that earn more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So –
they're reliable.
Yeah, they're more reliable because they care about their credit, so they're going to pay on time. So I would say if, you know, ideally you want them to make over $60,000 a year and have a good credit score, but if you only get one, always go with the person that has a better credit score over the person that earns more money.
Also, if this is your first purchase, bro, right? So I would just say, just to be extra careful, go with a licensed real estate agent that knows what he's doing to vet the tenants too as well, because you might mess up. You may make some mistakes here, but with a licensed real estate expert that knows what he's doing, he can tell you, listen, bro, the tenant seems cool, but these things are not right, so don't bring them into your property. I would say avoid Section 8. And
yeah, if you can avoid Section 8, I wouldn't deal with Section 8, bro. I know some people love Section 8, but I don't like it, man.
Avoid fried chicken eaters. Avoid talking shit. No. Go with a licensed real estate expert that knows what he's doing to kind of help you through that process.
But credit and income are the two most important things. And if you got to pick one, credit always overrides income, bro. Because I can tell you that right now, I got two tenants come to mind right now that make $100,000 a year, but their credit scores suck. They're like 500. They're always fucking late, man. Idiots.
I heard they're having a new mandate where you have to have a registered agent to get tenants now. Did that happen to you?
Oh, really?
No.
That's what I'm hearing. At least in Florida. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
So, yeah, man, those are two things that's the thing I would tell you as far as like tenants goes. All right.
Okay. So just like look for like have a licensed real estate agent, like help vet the tenants.
And then look for $60,000 a year or more. And then you want 700 credit score. And then if you end up in a crossroads, always go with the person with the higher credit score over the person that makes more money.
That's a good point. Credit score. Yeah.
Money don't mean shit, man. I'm learning that right now with two tenants that make six figures a year and they're still fucking idiots and don't pay on time.
Cool. And my friend, he's actually here with me. He had a question. Is that cool?
Myron Fresh.
What up, bro?
Hey, man, we got to get to the next one, bro.
Let's say you go into this with your investment partner, correct? What if they end up fucking you over?
There you go. That would suck.
Yeah. That's why I think you should always do
it. Okay, but look.
By yourself.
What if,
bro, we got a bunch of people on the line. We got a bunch of people on the line, man.
Okay, well, one more question.
No, man.
We got to go.
Bro, we literally have a bunch of people on the line. We answered the question that you guys had as far as, like, tennis goes.
All right, man.
6891, you're up. 6891, you're up.
What up, caller?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Yo, I'm going to make this quick because I know you guys are busy. But basically, I'm not a hater, but I do have some beef of what happened with you guys a couple of years back. So basically, this is for Myron specifically at the moment. So that stuff with Abba and Preach at the time, in the beginning, you know, you guys made that video, you were the chef hats, you wanted to fight, all that kind of shit. You could have been trolling, not trolling, whatever. Then Preach made the call-out video to fight you guys. And then on Twitter, you guys said, nah, Freshman Fit doesn't condone this kind of shit. So my question to you is, why did you guys back out originally?
Why do you guys want to fight now?
Number one, we never put that out on Twitter.
Yeah, we did.
Yo, so here's the thing, dude, because I did a whole video exposing this shit. You know Preach lied, right? And that wasn't his wife? Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that. I know the whole reason. My logic was, because at the end of the day, whether the reasoning of what he wanted to fight, it didn't really matter. He just wanted to fight.
No, it absolutely does matter. It absolutely does matter, because he used that to galvanize the audience to try to demonize us and say, yo, you talked about my wife, you talked about my country, sensationalized it to make it look a certain way when it wasn't. It was all cap.
Correct. So, no, I agree. I don't know
if he was actually serious about
and just so you know, bro, we found out he was never going to show up. So your whole argument is out the window, bro.
Because we talked to him and kind of said, cool, if y'all want to do it.
That was my only – oh, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
I said, because we talked to him side and said we could do it. But here's the thing. I love how y'all let Abba sidestep responsibility all the time, bro. Like, it's amazing to me how you guys literally just let this fucking sodomite just always sidestep accountability. He was the one that showed up here. He was the one that did the bullshit. I told him I'm going to fuck him up. He needs to put the boxing gloves on. Oh, no, fight Preach, bro. No, man, I don't give a shit about Preach. I don't even know him. We've never met him in our life. And on top of that, now that I know that he's his wife, he don't give a fuck. My problem is with Abba. I've been told him, put the gloves on and let's fucking fight. But he doesn't want to because he's a pussy. I have an issue with him. I don't give a shit about Preach.
I hear you on that. Listen, I'm not an Abba and Preach fan on that level, right? Because at the end of the day, I feel like Abba just antagonizes and instigates shit. He's not really about it. That's what I don't like about him. He just antagonizes and instigates.
That's all he does.
So I know what you're coming from. My point of view is because when I went back then in time, like this was 2-3 years ago, so I could be wrong, but I do remember seeing a Twitter post where it's like, hey, we want to formally apologize and talk about this. Freshman Fitness and condone this kind of behavior, blah, blah, fucking blah. I remember seeing something like that. It could be misrecollection on my end, but I think it's that.
It doesn't really matter. The point is that, like, yo, we're like, yo, because we didn't know at the time that it wasn't his wife. We actually, like,
believed it. No one did.
But that's what I'm trying to say. They're willing to lie and mislead their audience to try to go ahead and paint a narrative. So it's like, bro, these dudes aren't even honest. They preach integrity, whatever. But my thing is, we were talking to them on the side. I was like, yo, if y'all really want to do it, it is what it is. And we even said that in our after hours when we were talking about it. But, yo, they just wanted to get clicks and views. But my thing is, I don't give a shit about Preach because I don't know him.
Correct. Yeah, so because like, my whole logic looking into it was just like, okay, they said they were about it. I don't know what happens behind the scenes. No one knows what happens behind the scenes, right? It's between you guys. But at the end of the day, it's like you were very passionate about it. Preach said, okay, let's do it. I don't know what happened after that, but then the fight didn't happen. And then now fast forward 2-3 years later, now you're really amped up and now you really want to fight them. So my logic was, what changed from 3 years ago to now? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, they keep making videos. The fuck you mean? They made 30 videos.
They've been making videos about you guys before then, like the first time you wanted to fight.
And they keep going. We ignored them for 2 years. They keep going. They've made like 30 videos on us now. That's why. I would have been dead in this shit 2 years ago. But they keep making videos. Okay. And the straw that broke the camel's back is they made that video talking shit after we got demonetized? No. Now he's got to get punched in the face. He's got to put the gloves on and defend himself now.
Okay,
that's
cool. Because how it looks like for my perspective.
Because you Auburn and Preach fans always fucking come in here trying to defend these niggas. And
no,
I don't
nigga,
get it.
First off, I'm not a fan.
No.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you are. Because clearly.
No, I'm not.
Clearly.
I'm literally asking you a question.
Then you should fucking know better that they've been making videos, 30-plus videos talking shit. They just made a video before when we got demonetized a few months back talking shit. So, bro, at this point, nah, man, the chickens have come to roost. It's like you guys, they can only do this shit for so long until I'm like, all right, man, now it's time to retaliate. And then on top of that, they got our channel hit with a strike because we made that video expose them. So nah, man, now it's done. Now it's done. Like, I just got to put on the gloves and fight. That's it.
Okay, I got you. I hear you on that was just my thing. I just saw it and I'm like, okay, it's resurfaced again.
Yeah, look at me like when I say this shit, and it's like, bro, they've made 30 plus fucking videos now at this point.
I know. You're right. You're correct. My thing is, I thought you guys weren't about it at first, and then fast forward, you let them talk shit, and now you're about it again. So I'm like, what? Why did we back off the first time if you guys backed off the first time?
Because we didn't give a shit. We're focused on other stuff. We're trying to hit 1 million subscribers. We're trying to grow the channel. Remember, bro, we only had like 400K. And then all that bullshit happened. We're losing subscribers, whatever. Shit, we have other priorities that we got to worry about. Now we hit our goals. We're at 1 million. We've done what we're supposed to do. And these dudes are still talking shit, making videos. So I'm like, all right, man. At some point, it's like there's got to be consequence to this shit because people think it's all sweet. It's like, no, man.
It's not. I agree with you. It's not. You know, at the end of the day, this wasn't really so much of an entertainment thing. It was just like, hey, you guys were about it. They said they were about it, and then nothing happened. Then fast forward. It's just you guys saying, oh, they didn't want to do it, and then the other party saying they didn't want to do it. So I'm like, I'm so fucking confused, you know? So that's why I was just thrown off guard. I'm not an Auburn Preach fan. I'm not on that life, you know? Because, again, I don't really like Auburn because he just instigates. I can tell. It's very obvious. Anyone with a brand can tell. He's like, yeah, he's just in it for the clicks and views. He really doesn't give a fuck. He's not about that life, you know? So I know what you mean. I know where you're coming from, you know? But that was just the main thing because there was a lot of back and forth.
We ignored them for 2 fucking years, bro, and they just kept making videos. So I was like, all right, man, that's it.
Why do you care, bro? Like, why do you care so much? Why do you care?
Not because I keep seeing Myron talk about, oh, yeah, I'm like, every new video you guys make, not every new video, but I always look at the timestamps and I'll see, yeah, people like Abba got to get punched, like, every 1 or 3 videos, and I'm like, damn, it's still been going on this long.
You wouldn't even have mentioned that if you didn't ask.
What's that?
A lot of times people asking us.
Okay, yeah. Again, like I said, that's just something I've just been curious about and wanted to know. Also, I know I've taken enough of your time. I just have one specific question, if you guys will allow it.
Nah, man, we got a lot of people on the line, bro.
You said
no? We got a lot of people on the line, man. All right, who's up next?
Next, we have 7515.
It always amazes me when people say that shit, like, well, why now? They're still making videos.
7515, you're up.
Go ahead.
Hello.
What up?
What's up, man? Hey, so I had a quick question. I'll be real quick. So I listened to you guys back in 2020. I got divorced, and I'm in the military. I got sent out to Japan for a little bit. So while I was out there, I worked on myself, watching you guys. Fast forward, came back to the States. I actually ended up meeting a girl at the gym. She actually approached me, and so that was pretty much a good thing. That was like a green flag right there, right away, a little bit. And then we started talking for like a year. I maintained masculine frame the whole time we've been talking. Again, using you guys' advice, alpha male strategy, stuff like that. She has a lot of green flags, no social media at all, like no Instagram, no Facebook, no nothing. She's in school. She's 23. She lives at home. I'm 28. She lives at home with her parents, has a great relationship with her dad, doesn't go out, doesn't drink, has one friend, works at a coffee shop, whatever, right? So the only thing that's kind of bothering me a little bit is we don't have a lot of intimacy, if that makes sense. She's had a bad history with it in the past. She told me about it, and I kind of sympathize with her about it. Just because of all the other green flags she has. So it's kind of like I know that she's kind of telling the truth, and, you know, I sympathize with her that a little bit. But with me, at the end of the day, like I told her, like, I'm a man, you know, I have my needs. I guess my question is, am I being kind of selfish? But I know, like, expressing it is not a selfish thing, but she's always saying, like, oh, I'm busy with school, or I'm busy with work, like, I have a lot going on, like, I can't really do that.
Get rid of her.
I bring it up.
Get rid of her. She don't like you, bro. Get rid of her. She don't like you.
Simple.
She don't like you, nigga.
Okay.
That's she just doesn't like you.
Bless you.
She's making rules for you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
When clearly, like, nah, man.
Yo, I know girls that's been through the worst.
Nigga,
they still want to smash.
Guys, don't be in relationships or deal with these girls that aren't giving you intimacy, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, women are literally useless if you're not hooking up with them. What the fuck are you doing? Like, because here's the thing, and I say that kind of tongue in cheek, and the reason why I say that is because, like, if you're not getting intimacy from a girl, there's no way that she's going to treat you the best.
Well,
when you have to have, you literally, to get your best performance out of a girl, she's got to respect you, admire you, and want to have sex with you. It all comes in a package. It doesn't come compartmentalized where she's going to respect you and admire you and everything else, but at the same time, she might not smash you every now and then. No, it all comes together because women are emotional. Everything is tied.
The biggest thing is that between a friend and a lover is intimacy. So that's gone. You're just a friend, bro. With benefits for her.
Only for her.
Yeah, only for her.
You're giving her your attention and shit like that. What are you doing, nigga? No.
So,
what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. She don't like it.
Yeah, I mean,
she's showing you purity, and you're just sitting there taking a hook, line, and sinker, and she's not hooking up with you, and you're too dumb to realize it.
The moment you said, oh, I sympathize with her, bro, you lost, bro.
Nah, you lost.
You lost, bro.
All right. Sounds good. I'll take you guys' advice and do what I need to do.
Break up with her, bro. That's not even a fucking question.
Hopefully you do it, but
break up with her, man.
We'll see.
Stop simping on some girl that's just using you for free attention and shit. Oh, I don't feel comfortable, blah, blah. Yeah, she'll feel comfortable with you.
Exactly.
That's the key word. Get rid of that bitch, man. Hell nah. What the fuck?
All right, next we got 8591. 8591, you're up. 8591. Nigga's a whole girlfriend to her.
People are talking shit in the chat, but a lot of you guys are going through the same shit. Stop capping, man.
Yeah.
With this scarcity mindset. Who's up next?
You're not on the line. 8591. Right. He's on.
Well, once.
Hello?
Once. Oh, we got you.
All right. Hold on. I got you guys on speaker here. So I don't really got beef, but I just got, like, some criticism for y'all.
Go ahead.
All right, bet. So I've been watching this show since, I want to say, the beginning, since, like, when Kevin Samuels called in, and you guys blew up afterwards. So,
rest in peace.
You know, I've been watching for a while, and I think this show is helpful for average men at, like, the first phase of the red pill, right? So they could get aware of everything and know how women behave. But I think there's a few phases of the red pill that you guys aren't able to actually talk about, right? So people like, let's say, Scott Galloway or Jordan Peterson, they're a little bit better at actually explaining the whole issue, whereas you guys only really focus on, like, the first part where you're just meeting the girl. So here's what I mean by this. I think this show is ultimately exploiting desperate men, right? I think the biggest example of this is you guys selling the idea of becoming a high value man, right? So let's say, right, you reach the age of 35 and, you know, you work hard and you make $100,000 a year as you slept with 50 women, all of that. And it doesn't necessarily mean you get to actually pick, you know, you have the pick of the litter. You get to choose any type of woman you want, right? Because the thing is, most men won't reach that, right? The average man won't become a high-value man. Otherwise, it won't be high-value anymore. That's the whole reason why it's high-value, right? So I think you guys make prescriptions that actually isn't helpful to most men, right? And the reason, and I think the reason why, like, people show up and, you know, watch this shit is because you guys are just basically just yelling at stupid fucking bitches, and they love it, right? That's they live for that. And but here's the thing: they don't get bitches themselves, right? They live in red pill rage that they can't fucking get out of because they're stuck in that phase one, right? They don't know how to actually become high value men. And the thing is, if you're just a teacher, right, that's a noble job, right? Being a teacher, teaching the kids, and actually becoming somebody that contributes to society in a helpful way, to me, that's a high value.
All right, you know, summarize your point, right? Man. You're droning on now. Well, what is the specific point of contention that you have here? You made a bunch of them all over the place. It's not really organized.
Okay, so I think this show has become stale, and it's a cesspool of degeneracy. I think there's better creators out there, right? I think Scott Galloway is a good one. Michael Sartain is a good one, right? Uh-huh. Because Michael Sartain, he basically explains the issues just like you guys do, but he doesn't give prescriptions. He just explains the problem and the numbers, right? Right. Whereas you guys,
you give prescriptions to get
money out of men, right? You get prescriptions to get money out of men. That's why you have fucking lanes like fucking Brennan Carter and fucking Money Degberg, whatever his name is. He talks shit about men to try to get them to purchase courses and shit. You do the same thing, right?
Let me ask you a question real fast. Okay, so let me ask you this. So you're saying that they identify the problem just like we do, but you're saying that our prescriptions aren't good? Is that what you're trying to say? Because I think you're saying
it's not applicable to most men.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, dude. Like, if you identify a problem, I think it's good to give a solution, correct? And we give a couple different solutions. We talk about going to the gym. We talk about getting money. We talk about starting a business. We talk about you don't want to start a business. You can go ahead and how to get a job application and a resume. You want to get into law firms, and this is how you do it. Like, we give different solutions for similar problems. So you're criticizing us for giving solutions? I'm kind of confused by that because you're saying,
aren't actually applicable to most men. The solutions that you give aren't applicable to most men. It's applicable to a very small set of men that could actually become high value. Most men are average. Even Sneakle said this, bro. Sneakle said this on the show. Most men are average. They're not actually going to become high value men, bro. You're selling a dream. You don't have the remedy for societal issue. This is a societal issue that you're not equipped to actually give actual prescriptions out, right? Let's be honest. This show is not educational. It's just for entertainment.
Look, you're just sensationalizing it, bro. No, you spoke, man. You spoke, dude.
All right, go ahead.
Let me actually address what the hell you're saying because you keep talking and it doesn't make sense. Look. Yes, there's problems. Is every guy going to become high value? Is every guy going to take the advice and become that better man? No, of course not. But if we can help guys make incremental changes and improve their life, because if you apply some of the shit that we teach, you might not necessarily become a six-figure earner, but there's a bunch of people that landed a job that gets them 70, 80, maybe 100K a year. There's a bunch of guys that improved their credit score. There's a bunch of guys that were able to get framed back in their relationships. Are they going to be able to apply every single thing that we teach and become high value? Maybe not. But if they apply some of the stuff we teach, they'll get their way there, okay? So, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, yo, like, I don't agree with your solution. So what? You want us to – you're using, like, Mike, for example, where Mike says what the problems are but doesn't give subscription. You think that's the actual better solution? I think the best thing to do is identify the problem and come up with multiple solutions that people can use to, in their situation.
Your solutions aren't applicable to most men. That's the issue.
Caller, caller, you know what? Great assumption. What is your solution for men?
It's not an assumption. It's not an assumption. It's people who are better educated than you that knows more about this issue.
Again,
Scott Galloway is one of them.
What is your solution for men? Since you're
no,
so qualified.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. What
no,
you
no,
have
no.
said.
I
okay.
Question, caller. What?
I don't have a solution. I don't have a solution.
Oh, you don't have
like,
one.
I don't,
well,
but
how
neither,
about,
neither do you. Neither
how about
do you. Neither
you
do you. Neither do you.
Okay,
neither
your
do
opinion.
You.
That's your opinion. We're giving free value to men that want advice. Now, ultimately,
bro, you're a
like,
cam artist. I'm not even talking
you're
to you.
Fine.
I'm not admiring
you. If you don't,
a cam
if you don't
artist,
like
bro,
the show,
shut up.
So you being a bum, bro, giving your qualified advice makes no sense.
And here's the other thing, too, dude.
Bro,
like,
you was a bum. Like, you was a bum on Instagram trying to act like you own fucking shit that you rent. You own cars that you rent. Shut up, bro.
What's
you're not.
Rent?
You're not who
no,
you
no,
say
no,
you
no,
are.
No, no,
Myron,
wait,
actually, he's actually the
rent?
Person who he says he is.
What did I rent?
I'm talking to Myron. I'm not talking to you.
No,
all
no,
I'm trying
no,
to
you,
say is, bro,
you made it, you made it,
like,
you
let's
made a
be honest,
about me.
Let's be honest
talking
and talk
to
the audience like they're actual grown men.
No, no, no.
You guys
again,
are not helping
what,
men. You're
caller,
exploiting
what did
them.
I rent?
You are exploiting them.
Caller,
let's
what did
honest.
I rent? No, no, you made a statement.
Bro,
what did I rent?
Come on,
it's
bro.
Right.
Yo,
see,
you paid,
you
can't
even ask
you paid to
you're
have fake articles
to talk.
Written about
you. Have
you.
No
let's
facts,
be honest, bro.
No, nothing on me at all.
Yo,
what
you're
did
not
I rent?
Even, you're not even half of the show. My rent carries the whole show, bro. Like, shut
what
up. I'm not talking to you. I'm not
exactly.
talking to you.
You're saying stuff.
Go back to my rent.
Any foundation to back it up. You can't even ask her two questions. So,
oh, my God.
Your
go back to my rent, bro. I'm not talking to you.
Because yeah, you can't.
All right, I have one last thing to say before I leave. I have one last thing to say before I leave.
No, no. What did I rent? What did I rent? Exactly.
Bro,
nothing,
you
so.
Rent cars that you don't own.
No, no, okay.
You have,
hold on, hold on.
You have articles
car,
written about you
what car did I rent
to make you look like
face.
You're cool
no,
on Instagram.
Man,
like,
caller,
let's be honest.
No, caller, you're talking. I'm asking you a question. What car did I rent on my page? Exactly,
bro,
nothing.
I don't have
right,
an, listen,
bro.
I don't have an issue.
You
have nothing,
bro.
Right,
no,
I just
no,
want to go back to Myron. I have
pretty...
one thing I have to say before I leave.
No, because you were saying that we exploit men. Let me ask you this. Because you're because that's obviously a very serious accusation. You're saying we exploit men.
You do. You do. Let's be honest.
How do we exploit them specifically?
Okay, so people like you, Brennan Carter, Derek Moneyberg, they come on here. Especially, I can't believe you let those lanes come on there and talk shit about men to try to be. Oh, you should become high value. Buy my course. Are you like? Come on, bro. We're grown men, and let's be honest. This show is not educational. It's sensationalized, and you're exploiting men because they want to become high value, and they'll never actually become high value, which is okay. Average men exist, right? The issue is much bigger than just the fucking whores in Miami or whoever. I know you're gonna say, "Oh, we bring a PhD," and it's fine, whatever. But the sample size that you have is not a actual representation.
All right, let me go back to
the
first
issue.
Thing.
So,
you're going on another. You're going on another thing. So. You said that we exploit men by bringing on guests like Brandon Carter and Money Burke specifically. You do understand that
and
no one's putting
you,
a gun to your head. Yo, let me address your point, man.
Ahead,
like, are you calling in to actually have a discussion or you just want to talk?
No, go ahead.
Because you're making very serious accusations, so I need to make sure that we address this properly, okay? You're saying that we exploit men by bringing on guests like Brandon Carter and Money Burke. See, so here's the thing. They come in, they provide free value, and they offer a service where it's a course. No, does anyone put a gun to your head and say you have to buy the course?
No.
Now, you don't have to buy the course. You could get a bunch of free value. As a matter of fact, the reason why I have such a point of contention with what you're saying is because we go out of our way to provide free value. We don't sell courses like that. We focus on giving you guys as much free value as we can. The credit card episodes, how to get in shape. I've done entire seminars on fitness and building a muscle mass, eating correctly, counting your macros. I've done all this stuff for absolutely free. Okay, if you implement all this stuff, which is out there for free, you can absolutely improve yourself and get your way to becoming a high value guy. So does that mean that every single person is going to become high value? No, but if they implement some of this stuff, they'll become better than they were. And that's the point, is improving. So I have a serious point of contention with you saying that we exploit men when we provide an enormous amount of value for absolutely free, by the way. We don't charge anyone. How are we exploiting men when we provide more free value than any other YouTuber on the platform?
So... it's not actually free because everybody makes videos for free, right?
Are you paying money right now to talk to us? Like, are you
so,
like, Are you like paying money right now? Like, you're talking to me right now. You're on this line. Maybe you super chatted in to get ahead of the line. But what I'm saying is that, like, this is free right now. Like, this is absolutely free. People are watching this on Rumble and YouTube right now for absolutely free. What are you talking about?
Bro, the way you make money isn't from the videos. It's from donations, right? It's from donations. It's from the fucking. Are you guys gonna let me talk?
We're listening to you. No one said anything.
Okay. All right. No, my fault. I thought you were gonna jump in. I'm also. There's a 3-second delay. All right. So, the way you make money is from the donations. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Off the after hours shows, people donating,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes hundreds of dollars just to talk shit to the women. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be honest. Like, that's how you make money, because you're not making, like you said it yourself, Money Mondays, Womanizer Wednesdays, they're not as popular as the after hours shows. Right. Because you guys are not actually providing value. What they show up for is you to yell at stupid bitches. All right, but that's it. Let me go ahead and give you. I just have one other question, and I'll go ahead.
No. Hold on.
What do you say to teachers and average men who won't become high value?
You gotta be quiet and let me respond to the things that you're saying, and then you can before you go on to another thing. You just like talk, and don't even let me address what you're saying.
All right, go ahead.
So you're trying to penalize us for providing a bunch of free value that we don't charge for, and then you're saying, oh, you get a bunch
every
of money from donations
from
people.
For free. It's YouTube. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's absolutely for free. So what are you talking about? We're exploiting guys.
You're not special.
No one is special.
How you exploit them is through donations. You're not special. Donation, is that how you exploit them?
What?
You're not special. What? Just because you put videos out for free, that's the nature of YouTube. That's how everybody does it, right? Donations and courses is how you exploit them. It's how you take money out of their pocket. Saying, oh, I put videos out for free on YouTube. Everybody does that. That's the nature
anything.
Of YouTube.
Hold on. Yo, be quiet, dude. Be quiet and let me address your point. We don't force anybody to donate. We don't force anybody to buy courses. You can absolutely get a bunch of value on here for absolutely free. Okay. At the end of the day, this is a business, so of course we have to monetize to some degree, but our goal is to always provide an enormous amount of value for absolutely free. I would say 90-10, if anything. Okay. Most of our stuff is completely out there for free. We don't force anyone to donate. They want to interact with the show. They absolutely can. But we don't force anybody to donate. We don't do high pressure sales tactics. We're just giving a bunch of free value, and most of it, and the stuff that is paid for, it's a minority of what we do. We provide like 90-10 if you're going to go the ratio with free to paid stuff. Most creators don't do this at all.
Also,
why
we turn
after hours
a lot of
more
deals
than the others?
So the show remains free. We turn out a bunch of deals from sponsors and as well actual platforms that say, hey, you know what?
Nobody wants to sponsor you because you're trash. Let's be honest. Why is after hours
you have
more
no idea
than money
turned down? And I guarantee you, bro, if you had a P for brain, at least you would understand how sponsors work, how we get paid. But you don't know how we get paid, bro. You're assuming because, I know YouTube. You don't know YouTube at all, bro. You don't. You really don't. So.
How do you know that?
What do you do for a living?
Don't worry about it, bro. Let's be honest, bro. That's why you know how much you make. Bro.
You started renting cars. You don't have any facts, my friend. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
I just have one question for Myron because I think he's the brains of this operations, and I have one question for him because I think he's actually exploiting men. What do you say to teachers and managers who are average and actually cannot utilize the prescriptions that you espouse? What do you say to them?
Okay, this is what I say to that. Okay, every single person that watches the show can go to the gym and improve their physique. Every single person that watches the show can improve their credit score. Every single person that watches the show can learn how to be more dominant, assertive, and have frame in their relationships. So what you're saying is absolutely not true, bro, because even the average guys that watch our show are able to improve their life to a point where they get closer to becoming higher value. So you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, with all due respect.
Yep.
You're coming on here to criticize us and say that we're exploiting men, blah, blah, blah. Guys implement just some of the stuff that we teach, and they're able to improve their life dramatically. How many guys call into the show and say, yo, I raised my credit score from this to this. Yo, I stopped smoking weed because of you guys. Yo, I started going to the gym. Yo, I improved my physique. Yo, I lost 50 pounds. I lost 100 pounds. They might not necessarily be high value, but we made a tremendous amount of change in their life, didn't we? Why? Because we gave a fucking solution, you motherfucker. So let me tell you something about guys like you. You're a fucking loser right? And what you do is you assume that people don't necessarily get value and that there's an elite that no one else can aspire to. You have a loser mindset. You don't have to necessarily say, oh, I'm going to become high value, and if I don't, that's a bust. If you're able to get your credit score from 400 to 600, that's a W. If you're able to lose 50 pounds, that's a W. If you're able to get in the gym and improve yourself, get some more confidence, you might not necessarily get the high value, but it dramatically increases the value of your life, and that's what we're fucking trying to do. We want everyone that watches the show to aspire to be a one percenter. You might not get there, but guess what? If you shoot for the fucking moon, you might hit the stars. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to get people to do, you fucking piece of shit. You're over here coming in here trying to talk shit, saying that we exploit men. What the fuck are you talking about? There's no one on the platform that provides more value to men than we do on this fucking platform. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We turned out millions of dollars. No, shut the fuck up, because you've been talking now. Now let me cook you, because we've literally turned down millions upon millions of dollars from gambling, pornography, alcohol, all these motherfuckers to go ahead and provide you guys value, because we know that that shit does not necessarily align with what the fuck we want to do.
Because you make money off exploiting men.
No. We make money on providing fucking value, and a portion of what we make comes from the donations that people choose to give us.
Then why is After Hours more popular than Money Mondays and Womanizer Mondays?
No, man.
Why is After Hours
making
the most popular?
Fucking bullshit-ass accusations, so I got to put assholes like
because
you in your place.
It's not educational. It's not informational.
What are you talking about? We get hundreds of messages. We get guys calling in saying we improved their life. If you watch this show right now,
because they're losers and they're simps, and any little improvement is a big improvement. That's why.
But it improves their life. That's the point.
If you
don't have to become
trust me,
value,
if you got rid of After Hours,
shit.
The show
what the fuck
your channel would be
here.
Done.
You don't even understand what you do
if you
for
got
a living.
If you got rid of After Hours, your channel would be done. You have nothing but After Hours. That's all
show,
you have.
Improve their life, then improve their credit score. You're trying to sit there and talk shit about them. You don't even want to fucking talk about yourself.
Yep, can't.
You fucking dickhead. You're over here trying to talk shit about the guys that come in and watch this shit and actually improve their life, take a gun out their fucking mouth. What do you got to say about all the guys that we kept from committing suicide? What the fuck are you going to say about that? Oh, you're exploiting men. We exploited them so they could live longer and not put a fucking gun, a barrel of a gun in their mouth to kill themselves? What the fuck are you talking about? You're over here just talking shit. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Anyway. Guys, you never want to be a dude like this guy right here.
Loser mindset.
You're a loser mindset. Defeatist mindset, bro.
You think we got here by random attrition, random thoughts and ideas? It took time, 1% growing every single day. It doesn't happen overnight. Like, dude, it takes time to become top level. And even so, becoming better every day works to your favor anyway.
And that's a fucking insult to the guys that, like, are getting value and improving their life. Like, oh, you're never going to become high value. But they're improving their life.
Bro,
will they reach the 1%? Maybe
bro,
not. But if they could reach
bro,
the 10th percentile, the 5th percentile,
15th percentile. I watch other YouTubers that even give advice. I just watched your lifestyle and I improved. We're giving you advice step by step. You're crazy, bro. Who are you to qualify this?
Yeah, he's invalidating everyone that improves. Like, oh, well, you're not a high value, so it doesn't matter. They don't have to become high value. What if they lose 20 pounds?
And again,
they get their credit score to a point where they can get a credit card? That's a W.
And again,
the fuck?
What are your qualifications to question us? On value. Do you give any value? No. Okay. So.
Nigga's just like, oh, everyone's going to just stay average. Why? We don't want people to stay average.
That mindset is terrible, bro. That's how you stay poor. Stay brokey. So.
Anyway.
All right. So.
What do we got? Is he off the line?
Yeah.
He's like,
muted.
Unmute him. Let him fucking say his last piece. Whatever. Yo.
Okay. I'll say my last piece. My fault. I didn't want to take up too much time.
I
believe you, right? You help men, cool, right? They don't kill themselves, cool. Here's one thing, here's a challenge.
Not
get
just cool.
Rid of get rid of After Hours and watch your channel fucking tank. Get rid of After Hours and watch your channel fucking tank. Watch.
Caller, you do know that we didn't always do After Hours, right?
Yeah, and it only got popular after you implemented After Hours. It only got big after Kevin Samuels fucking called in and started talking shit. Come on, bro. Like, let's be honest. You're not actually helping men, bro. You're exploiting men. Get rid of After Hours if you're actually helping men. Stop fucking bringing OnlyFans girls and trying to fucking stop yelling at them. Get rid of After Hours.
Who provides more value? Because you keep saying we don't. Who provides more value then?
What do you mean?
Who provides more value than we do? You're saying that we're not helping nobody.
Like
right?
What, other creators? Other creators?
Yeah, for free on YouTube, yeah. Who?
Scott Galloway, Michael Sartain, Chris Williamson, Psych Hacks, Jordan Peterson. Five of them right there.
all better.
Do they teach you how to go to the gym and train and build a physique?
They don't give out prescriptions because they don't have the remedy for societal issue, right? They're not deluded and have the ego to think
that actually. Hold on, no, bro. You're gonna mention other people. Yo, they identify problems, but do they give solutions?
No.
No,
they don't.
They don't give solutions.
Because
they understand
the issue isn't as easily solvable as you're making it out to seem. Come on, let's be honest.
Go watch those creators and have fun, buddy. We don't need you over here.
Well, bro, we don't just identify problems. We come up with solutions. You don't just get
They're not real solutions. They're not applicable to most men.
Here's the thing.
Get rid of after hours.
I love Jordan Peterson, but if you ask him right now, yo, how do I pick up a girl in today's day and age, he won't be able to answer that question.
Yeah.
All right? He's been married his entire life. It is what it is. He just doesn't understand the modern dating dynamics. It is what it is.
Actually, we were there.
You're talking about Michael Sartain. Mike has been on this show plenty of times. Yeah, he identifies a lot of problems, but is he going to give a solution? A lot of guys want solutions, bro.
Hold on.
You're sitting here saying, yo, they give prescription.
But it's not real solutions.
Like, actually, we were at Jordan Peterson's events, remember?
Yeah.
And we met three couples there.
Myron,
said,
please,
hey,
be honest with me here. It's not real solution.
You know, we're together longer because of you guys. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were in line waiting for a picture. They said, yo, you changed our lives. In Jordan Peterson's event.
We give solutions, bro. Like, you might not like the solutions,
yeah,
but that
like
doesn't
it.
Mean that there's other people that don't gain value from it. Just
yeah.
because you have a defeatist mindset and you're like, yo, nothing's ever going to change, but we're just going to stay average. That's fine. But there's a bunch of people that watch this shit and they're like, yo, like, no, my shit has improved, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of identifying problems without giving a solution. But yeah, what are you going to say?
All I'm saying is
you're criticizing us for giving a
solution. That any improvement is good improvement, and keeping somebody from committing suicide or unaliving themselves and, you know, helping credit scores, all of that is good. I'm not saying it's not good. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the issues that you're trying to have a solution for is much bigger than you think. That's why you guys are phase one of the red pill, right? That's why there's a bunch of people with red pill rage in your chat just calling in to talk shit about women. When they actually get past that, right, they'll start to actually listen to Chris Williamson, Scott Galloway, and Jordan Peterson. Once they actually get past the red pill rage, it makes like it just doesn't.
They
the solutions aren't
solutions.
Applicable. Come on,
they don't give
they're
solutions
not, because they're not applicable. They're not applicable.
They don't give solutions. So if you want to go ahead and get problems identified, great. But they don't give solutions.
Your solutions are not applicable to most men. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What the fuck are you talking about, you fucking idiot? Everyone can improve their credit score.
I just said those are good improvements. You're not painting the whole picture.
Right,
you're like phase one. You're phase one. You're not painting the whole picture.
Dude, you are fucking literally. Look, I'm trying to have a reasonable conversation with you here, but what part of everyone can improve?
You keep interrupting me, bro.
No, I'm not interrupting you because you made your point. You're saying, yo, these guys do better than you guys because they identify the problems. They don't give subscriptions, but that's because subscriptions aren't applicable. And I'm making the argument that we give subscriptions because our methods are applicable. Everyone can improve their credit score. Everyone can get in better shape. Everyone can understand how female nature operates. Everyone can keep themselves from getting divorced. Everyone can go ahead and prevent a lot of these issues and stop using drugs. What the fuck are you talking about? It's not applicable to everyone, the stuff that we teach. What are you talking about?
Can every man become a high-value man? Yes or no?
I just mentioned six different things every guy can apply, whether they're high-value or not, that can get them to becoming high-value. What the hell are you talking about that is not applicable?
Can every man become a high-value man?
No, but every man can improve his life, and that's why we fucking do this podcast, you piece of shit. Fuck you, man. Seriously, fuck you.
No, fuck you. What are you talking about?
No,
you're exploiting
me, bro.
Let's be honest. Come on, bro.
Because you're trying to sit here and say that not every guy can improve, and you're slapping everyone in the fucking face.
I didn't say not every guy can improve. I said not everybody can become a high-value man.
That's what you're doing. That's literally what you're doing. You're saying that you are giving subscriptions that everyone else can't apply, and I'm telling you that they fucking can. Every single guy watching the show can get more money. Every single guy watching the show can get in better shape. Every single guy in here can learn female nature. Everyone can dress better. Everyone can take better care of their hair, get their self-improvement going. Every single person here can do it. Are they all going to become a top 1% guy? No, but maybe they'll be top 10%. Maybe they'll be top 15%, and that'll dramatically improve their life. That's the difference. So our subscriptions are applicable to everyone. Fuck you, man. You don't know what you're talking about. And I wish I saw you in person. I could smack the taste out your mouth for saying some dumb shit like that, disrespecting everyone watching the show that they can't improve and trying to say, oh,
look at you pendering. Stop
no,
pandering to
you,
the audience.
I'm not pandering
this is
to
you.
Shit.
No, you're pandering.
I'm the one
you're pandering,
the
bro.
Of messages
you're,
to people
you're a
that
fucking grifter. You're a
fuck
fucking
you,
grifter.
Seriously.
You're pandering.
Fuck you, man.
You're pandering.
All
aside, fuck you.
Literally, fuck you, you piece of shit. Guys like you are the reason why so many dudes don't become successful. They have a defeatist mindset. They think that the world
guys,
against them.
And
against
guys
them
like you is why
you
guys have rental rage.
Guys like
you is why
of a guy that has a defeatist
rage.
Mindset. You just want to hear the problems without solutions, you piece of fucking shit. I guarantee you're a mouth-breathing fat slob sitting in your fucking basement right now, and you don't even want to tell us what the fuck you do or who you are because you know you're a piece of shit. Fuck you, man. Seriously. Fuck you.
All you're doing is giving people red pill rage.
Loser.
All you're doing is giving people red pill rage.
You're the definitely one of them.
Loser.
You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, man.
What a loser, man.
Get this guy out of here, man. Be this mindset, man.
Bye, Brokey.
Come in here, compare us to a bunch of guys that just identify problems and don't give solutions, man. Fuck you, man.
Listen, bro. At the end of the day, is he qualified to talk about this? No.
Like, yo, like, these dudes are, like, and here's the thing. You got to put idiots like that in their place. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Oh, you're exploiting men. We give a bunch of free value. What the fuck are you talking about, asshole?
If you guys knew how much money we give up just to, like, keep this running and show you guys love and value, you'll not believe, bro. So.
No one streams as much as we do. No one gives out as much free content as we do. No one gives as much value as we do. You're going to sit here and compare us to a bunch of niggas that just do podcasts and identify problems and don't give solutions. We have detailed videos on how to deal with all these fucking problems, whether it's getting in the gym, making more money, getting your credit score up, how to invest in real estate, how to invest in ETFs. What the fuck is that guy talking about? Don't ever compare us to any of those other guys because none of them give as much value as we do. So, yes, I'm going to take that shit personally. We go out of our way to give you guys value on this channel. No one comes fucking close
and
to male self-improvement as we do on fucking YouTube. That's why I say that shit with pride when I say we're the number one men's podcast in the world, because we fucking are.
Yeah.
No one else comes even close. All those guys you mentioned, who the fuck are they when it comes to giving solutions?
Also, all the hate, sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears, like actual hard work that we put into the podcast, bro. Dude, like, you don't understand what we put into the podcast, bro, so.
And here's the thing. Guys, dudes like that, and I want to make an example of him. There's someone like him in your friends group. I promise y'all, mm-hmm. There's always going to be that guy. Yo, man, fuck this shit. Nah, you ain't going to do it. No, what are you talking? Oh, are you going to the gym now, blah, blah, blah. There's always that negative person that doesn't recognize that any improvement is still a W.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, you're not a high-value guy? Oh, whatever. Oh, no, but I lost 20 pounds. Oh, so what? Those are the same guys that are talking shit about Mo, saying, like, you're not losing weight fast enough. But he went from 500, now he's into the 300s.
And that's the same person when you're winning. Yo, bro, could you help me? How'd you do it, bro? The same person, bro. They laugh at you at the beginning, and they ask how at the end.
You have to, guys, the reason why I made an example of that, guy is because I'm telling y'all, there's someone in your family that's like that. There's someone in your friend group that's like that. Stay away from negative people like that, that don't recognize your improvements and don't recognize that you're becoming better. And they'll say, well, you're still not high value, or you're still fat, or you're still broke.
Two reasons. Envy and jealousy. That's all it is, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all it is. Because they want to be better. They want to be you, but they can't be. Because they're stuck in their loser mindset.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Guys, stay away from victim mindset guys like that, bro. Like that
misery
is,
loves company,
that guy
bro.
Is that the perfect example of that shit.
Telling you.
And every one of y'all has someone in your group that's someone like that.
Yep.
Okay, cool. We got to close it.
We got a bunch of chats here too as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. You got it fresh.
Okay. Alvarez Grandiose says, what up with all these fresh juniors and Myron Minimes running around with the copycat podcast, repeating all y'all talking points verbatim? They do it because it's trendy. We do it over here because we really care about men, self-improvement, FNF forever, the originators. Shout out to you, bro. That guy says, yo, Myron, you should look up how whey protein is made. I bet it changes your mind on using it. It's mealworms and other bugs. The real thing is always best. Keep up the good work, guys. Okay? SV says, thanks, FNF. Changed my life. I'm from BG. 22 years old, 80K, hitting the gym, leveling up. Recently moved in with my girl and started demanding more from her, but she's pushing me back to the things that I need her to do. She don't like the red pill. Should I leave her? In that scenario, bro, if she's not following your lead as the leader, then she needs to go, bro. So it is what it is. She doesn't see you as the leader to follow, so... Stutterbox says, Myron, don't let Fresh read my shit. I'm fucking about how to stroke reading that last message. Shut up, bro. You're funny. You're funny, bro. Zaid and Zinger says, hey, Fresh and Fit. I had a question about the High Value Academy. Started recently watching your Money Mondays playlist from the beginning.
it's too late to start a course or no. It's not too late, my friend. We had it for Black Friday. I think it's down right now. I'm not too sure about it. But hit up more on the side if you can, if you want to. Is it still up? Oh, actually, it's still up, actually. So, deals on demand, but not High Value Academy, right? Yeah, I think it's done now, bro, anyway. But just watch Money Mondays, bro. It's free, bro. It's fine. What's next? Big Tucker says, I turn 24 tomorrow, and I make $42,000 at my job, and then about $44,000 tax-free due to the VA. I'm going to school full-time. Paying off debt as of now, what should I do to maximize my net worth? Get my undergrad so I can go to law school. Okay, paying off debt is now. Well, first, be debt-free. Pay off all your debt if you can. I think debt is one of the biggest things people mislook because it's kind of like a anchor on your foot. But when you're debt-free, your mind is clear. You can focus on putting into investments or business. And at least on that level, you have money you can use to your betterment. So be debt-free. And then from there, you can start a side business or learn a trade or hustle you can do on the side. Nick says, I am grinding and leveling up. It feels tough, like I have no one around me as in friends. All the friends I had, I think I may be outgrowing. I also feel as though there are people around me that are lousy and NPCs who don't want more for themselves. How do I get around better people? Again, change your environment. Most people nowadays stick their friends from high school and they stay in that environment. But people outside of that are successful. They're Toastmasters. They're entrepreneurship groups. They're networking events. They might be online too as well, Facebook groups. The point is, change your environment, change people where you're going to be around, and then from there you can get better people around you as well. We have Angel Sosalis says, I'm dating a 40-year-old, and I'm 45. She says she don't need me. She did say she want me. Fuck does that mean? Her telling me she don't need me has me thinking what good I am for her, for the dick. She's pushing me away. Thoughts, Myron. Show the fresh smile so I can see you, nigga. Laugh my ass off. So she's telling you that she doesn't need you, but instead that she wants you. What does that mean? And she's 40 years old. Well, my friend, she doesn't need you because she might have her own money, but she want you for like other things. So, I mean, money-wise, she doesn't need you, but you're there, so you're useful, I guess, in that sense of, you know, sexual access. Derek Trader says, guys, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough for everything that you do. Went through some tough times this year, but turned it all around and made $52,000 in the last 5 weeks trading stocks. You guys were my bright light on many dark days. Shout out to you, bro.
Good I know, you didn't become high value enough, right? It's fucking
prime example,
bro. It's wild, man. Like,
and it's crazy. You guys have seen us from the very beginning as well. Also growing each and every single day, improving. It's just like, as a guy, bro, any improvement to yourself,
I can't believe that. It's like, oh, you give solutions. So like you're exploiting people.
How?
That's wild, bro.
Dude, you say?
And compared to a bunch of people that just identify the problems.
He's jealous, bro. I guarantee he's jealous.
Like, what the fuck?
Are envious.
How are you mad at us for giving solutions for free?
He's jealous, bro. I'm telling you. On some level.
And you can pay for some of it. Most of it is free.
What do you do for a living? What did I rent? Can't ask nothing, bro. Just jealous, bro. That's what haters do, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Steve said,
God forbid you try to help people out.
Oh, yeah. Myron,
holy shit.
Most of the dudes that debate you are completely sped. I'm about to dismantle your points. Okay.
Never donated.
You say
never gave
a
number? Yeah, Steve, we don't know your number.
Logan says, I respect you guys' opinions and advice for the men, especially men of my generation. I wanted to be a full-time entrepreneur. I'm retired by 35, roughly. What's your best advice? Okay, so you're – sorry, go back up. He is 35, and he wants to be a full-time entrepreneur. What's your best advice? Well, my friend, try different businesses. I think for most people, if you try different things and you find what works for you, that will work. I mean, honestly, I can't give you – give you what to
and,
do.
And not everyone's cut out to be an entrepreneur, dude.
That too.
Keep
well.
That in mind too. Like, there's nothing wrong with being having a job, bro. Like, people try to shit on that and on the internet. Like, I've always been a proponent that like there's nothing wrong with having a job, because not everyone is cut out for entrepreneurship. That's just the simple reality. And there's nothing wrong with having a career and working your way up and, you know, doing that as well.
Because you can still become a millionaire by working with somebody.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
You still can. You might not do it as fast. But you can absolutely still do it, especially if you know what you're doing and you invest properly. You can absolutely still become a millionaire while having a regular job. Absolutely.
Gonzo, my ex-girlfriend of 10 years left me for someone else. 9 months ago, since then, I feel like women are hoes. Haven't had sex or relationship. How can I move because I don't want to be used for money, time, trust? I'm a respiratory therapist in Cali. How can I move on? Bro, again, the best way to get over a girl It's the
you
work.
Gotta get another one, bro.
Find a new girl, bro.
Yeah, you
simple.
Gotta get another
you
one.
Gotta move
and you
on.
Just gotta give it some time.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, dude, you can't hold this resentment forever towards every female.
And she did you a favor, bro. Because
yeah,
if she stayed with you, it would be even worse. She
yep.
did you a huge favor, bro.
Yep. Yep.
Knight says, "Hail the gurus of the RP. I'm a business owner that got suckered into MCA loans. Uh-oh. Business has slowed down significantly, leading to not being able to pay. Should I consolidate with a company, have them fight my battle, or just go to bankruptcy?"
Try to stay away from the bankruptcy, man.
If you can,
that's going to fuck you up for a very long time.
Yeah, bro.
That stays, I think, on your credit report for like seven years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So try to stay away from the bankruptcy, man.
Nathan says, "Been listening to Fresh and Fit since they started. I have tripled my income from 25K to 75K for free. They saved my life multiple times, and they haven't charged me for shit for this info. Everyone is enemy. He's a loser."
Perfect.
There you go.
Appreciate that, Nathan. I don't know some of y'all are like, "Oh, man, you're being emotional." It's like, nah, man, like that shit is like a legit attack saying that, like, "Oh, you guys are exploiting men, blah, blah, blah." And it's like, what the fuck? We've went out of our way to give a bunch of free value. Like,
I mean, we get enough hate from people, bro. At least the guys that watch this should at least understand what we do. But he's a loser, though, so.
Yeah. He's just a hating ass dude, man.
Hater.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the exploiter accuser absolutely doesn't get it. Even if you don't ever become a high-value man, you can still become higher value than where you were. Exactly. That's my point. Absolutely incredible how dense this guy is. Worse than the fake 304 lawyer. Keep doing what y'all doing. Yeah, appreciate
you,
that, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. All right, last few here.
Yeah.
Lele says, "That caller is a last word type of bitch." Okay. Super Javi says, "There's a thing called envy." She called it.
Yeah.
"We all feel it. Just we won't admit it to ourselves. Just like that clown loser caller.
You went from making 20K to 70K. You're still not high value, though." Like, it's like, what the hell?
Dude, DJ Bill says, "No pain, no gain. Let's go."
Yeah.
Chasho says, "One Money Monday can change your life." Well said. Something that Fresh constantly preaches, audience needs to stick to that into their mind. Yeah, bro. I think people misunderstand. Money Mondays are for expansion of your mind. If you can watch a show for Money Mondays, bro, try multiple things. One of them will stick.
That's why I cover different topics.
Yeah.
Bitcoin ATMs, index funds, real estate.
E-commerce. Yo, real estate.
Run a fitness business. Like, bro, we give many different solutions to it.
Because I can tell you this. Me and Myron didn't have in our plans to do a podcast at the very beginning.
Yeah.
It happened, but we were open-minded to be open to it.
He was like just honing on like Brandon Carter and Derek Moneyberg, but he didn't talk about all the other guests, Money Monday guests we brought on. We brought on Greg Cornell, we brought on Robert Kiyosaki, we brought Ken McElroy, we brought we literally just had Mark Tilbury here.
Yeah,
like
again, bro,
honing in on two guests again on butthurt, but it's like, bro, we brought literally like 100 plus like great ass Money Monday guests that could teach y'all how to make money. It's like everyone has different wants and needs.
Yeah.
How many people have called in and said, "Yo, Brandon got me to a six-figure fitness business," or "Yo, Money Burks helped me make money." So it's like, just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean it won't work for somebody else.
Prime example, if he didn't help you, we wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can say whatever you want. The Almighty Pat says, "Watching as I wrap up my gym session, guy walks in, recognizes FNF on my phone. We connected on both our roofing sales. He's visiting from Florida. I'm in Minnesota. We both thank you guys, WFNF."
Appreciate that, guys.
Networking, baby. There you go.
Yeah.
Lion Lib says, "Oh, no. I'm supposed to donate into a live stream. I'm 100% being exploited. The guy like, closes doors with his hips and says, boop. What a bitch."
Yeah.
Yo, he a bitch, man.
Yeah, that's just like... that's just like shocking to me. It's like, nah, I'd rather... these guys that don't give solutions are better than you. Look, man, I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but we provide way more value than every single one of those creators that he mentioned. They don't even come close. I love Sartain. But, bro, we're not on the same playing field. And I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he identifies the problems, does a fantastic job of doing that, and obviously the studies and everything else like that, great. But us, we're big on not just identifying the problems, but also giving the solutions on all aspects. I love Sartain.
I think each person
that's what it is.
Has a place in the spare
100%
to do what they do.
100%.
And they do it differently, which is fine. No one
has to
do
the same thing. That's crazy, bro. Like, and people might say, "Oh, Myron, you're cocky, you're arrogant, blah, blah, blah." Well, hey, man, we busted our ass, and we're going to keep working hard as fuck to give y'all the best value. I don't think anyone comes close to us.
Nah.
Maybe that's me having my Kobe mindset that I don't think anyone comes close, but I truly don't think anyone comes nearly as close as us when it comes to providing value, giving you guys a diversified portfolio of information as far as, like, becoming the best version of yourself when it comes to fitness, finances, dealing with women. No one comes fucking close at all.
And we don't really miss days like that at all.
And we don't, yeah, we don't miss days. We're consistent as fuck. We're giving y'all six podcasts a week, pretty much on point every single time, like regardless of how we feel.
We might be late, but we always show up.
We always show up, bro. Yep. So it's like that, like, yeah, like it doesn't even fucking come close, man. Like the guys that he mentioned.
Yeah.
And Sartain's our boy, by the way. We love Sartain.
It's cool.
But he makes his own content. Like he goes into like the more scientific stuff as to why women do the shit that they do.
And again, there's a space for
and
that.
And he does give. And what are you talking about? Actually, he does give solutions too. He teaches guys with the MOA mentoring program about Instagram.
There you go.
Like he has a course. Why didn't you criticize him for having a course?
Again, he's
a hater, bro.
He's a hater, bro.
Madara,
what the hell?
Madara says, shout to Sartain. Get in the MOA, guys.
Yeah, okay. The diagnosis is correct, but the solution is wrong. It's what Ben Shapiro said about the red pill. What are your opinions on that statement? No hate. Love what you guys do for us men. Just curious. It's correct, but the solution is wrong. Well, again.
What solution is he talking about?
I think he means in general advices to men. But I would just say, like, what's his advice to you guys? What's
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
Be a Tricon.
Exactly.
Which is not.
Is it working?
Hell
no.
Fucking no.
So his isn't right either.
He comes from a very conservative situation where him and his girl were put together and they have the strength of religion on their side. Like, most people are not going to be like Ben Shapiro.
They don't have that.
It's not applicable at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caught up. Dreamin. No hate, straight debate. Okay.
I don't think we have time, right?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
All right, guys, we'll do another one. Actually, Friday we have a guest, but we'll do another call-in show the following Friday.
All right.
And, guys, Mo saved your phone number, so if you called in today and you paid, don't worry, hit up Mo.
Wait, how many more were there?
Bro, it's like 20. I think it's 20, 15. A lot. And the girls are waiting.
Shit.
10 o'clock.
All right.
We'll do it, if anything, the next week.
All right, we got those numbers saved?
Yeah, we do.
Cool. Okay.
We got you guys, though.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So we got the numbers saved and the names. Yeah, guys, that went a little bit longer, or we ran out of time today.
It's 10 right now.
Yeah, so we'll be back here,
10:45.
All right, 10:45, guys, with some girls. Love y'all. Thank you guys for calling into the show. Thank you guys for interacting with the show.
Yep.
We'll be back in a little bit. The part two coming up very soon, man.
Adding some more value for you.
Yeah, add some more value, man. We'll catch you guys in a bit. Peace.
Peace.